Oh, is it working? No, recording. Okay, where's
mango.
The...
Ooh. You want some?
No, that's okay. I put some on just before I was in the last class.
Does it work?
Oh, yeah, it's a nice big tube. I just took a little.
I hope I threw it so quick because I use a lot of hand sanitizer, so my hands get really dry. And, yeah.
Oh, it's not bad. I could get my regular because it was more expensive.
It's
like, I have $6 in my account. What can I have? Although I think the battery needs to be recharged. But yeah, because there was.
Do you want to use my charger? There's an outlet around here most of the time.
Seriously?
You know? Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. I never even thought of it. I don't know, because mine's not a smartphone.
I don't even know what's going on.
Well, and you know what? I meant to put the thing for this in my purse last night as soon as I sent you that email, and then I didn't, so I don't have it, so I'll have to bring it next time.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Will that fit?
No, it's
no.
a special one.
Yeah,
thanks,
most of
anyway.
Them, you're welcome. Most of them are like the same size now.
That's a good idea to carry it with you.
Yeah, I don't normally, but my phone died, and I didn't have any juice at all, so, yeah.
I know, and it depends, because some people use them for everything, right?
Yeah. I don't use mine too much, but when I don't have it, I really notice, just out of, irritation that I don't have it.
And it's always when you need it.
Yeah, I know.
Because, I was thinking about the art, and I thought, God, maybe I'm not asking the right questions, when we talk. Yeah. And I thought, and so much of what we do with art, when we're showing each other, is stuff that we do because it's an assignment, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought, I wondered, how different would your work be if it was just something you wanted to do? I mean, I think the element of beauty comes through. That's something you do
I think works that... I guess the best example is, I could send you some pictures if you wanted, my portfolio.
Yeah.
That was all, developed in, a month when I wasn't at school or anything.
Oh, okay.
So, I have, 5 to 10 pieces from that are just, work that I do. I try to, with my school assignments, find a compromise. And sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
It'll go either way. Sometimes it'll be a lot more me, and then other times it'll be a lot more the assignment, because that's what they want.
What do I do to get good work?
Yeah, last year York was super, super conceptual.
Oh, okay.
So I think
they tend to do that here a lot.
Yeah, I find it a little less here though, because
good.
Yeah, York was so concept. And so, I know how to do that now, and it's, creeped into how I work a bit.
Yes.
So now here, it's, they're like, oh, that's really cool. It's kind of, the transition was kind of easy, because, I feel like I'm getting better marks here than I was there, which is good. I think there they were a lot more, you have to do this, you have to do that, but here they're more
open. That's your first year too, I think.
Yeah.
There's a lot to take in. I mean, almost it's like having a first year again, right? Because now you're at a different school.
Yeah.
But I think some of those elements, the stuff you're interested in will still probably creep in. If there's certain ways you can put things in.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're pretty.
Yeah.
You're pigeonholed a bit, right?
Yeah. I think, the work I used to do, when I was just doing my portfolio, was, really, really color-based. But after doing a bit of color theory and a class I took last year and then another class this year, I do that a bit less. I still want bright colors.
Yes.
I love the neon Andy Warhol.
Oh wow.
Likeness,
okay.
But,
I should show my record, my album cover from that Andy Warhol. When you come to my place, remind me and I'll show it to you.
Cool.
From the Rolling Stones Love You Live album.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, I love the really bright colors, but now I'm getting a little bit further away from that now that I know how colors work a bit.
But I think, too, there's still places, there was an artist who was represented in Stratford, I think, and her things were really, had a lot of beautiful color. You know, I mean, it didn't look garish or anything, but it was vibrant, right?
Yeah, I like that, but I think after this year I might try to focus a bit more on drawing. Like, I really like painting, but I feel like I really should explore drawing a bit, because I really don't have very many drawings. In the past, drawing was always such a challenge. Like, whenever I tried to do it, I was like, oh my god, this is so frustrating.
Yes. But I think you have to develop, I think it takes a long time to develop that skill.
Yeah, and I think I'm not trying to be like confident or anything, but I think I'm getting like a bit better, whereas like if I see something in my head, like I can draw it fairly okay. So I think I'm gonna try and like approach that like over the summer.
I'm gonna sign up through Spectrum. I'm hoping to take two courses this summer, like not on campus, but there's a Spectrum, you know what Spectrum is,
yeah,
right? Person,
okay.
Right? They've got an introduction to drawing.
And that makes sense.
Yeah, I want to start like really rudimentary.
Yeah,
just tell
definitely.
Me, you know, how to hold a pencil,
yeah.
Like all of that.
Yeah.
And so I want to take that. And they also have an introduction to drawing and painting, I think, which maybe I'll try next year. And I'm gonna try and sign up for ceramics, like a pottery course.
Oh, nice!
You're
doing that. That's cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
I haven't signed up yet. The problem with the drawing one is it starts in April, so it's
it'll overlap a bit with school.
Exams, and stuff.
Yeah,
but it starts the 11th, so I thought I'm gonna try this.
Well, and like if the one of the first weeks, like it's not like it's marked, so if you have to not be there, then they would understand. Like it's more like you're losing out, but
yeah.
Yeah, I want to. I'll be in New York this summer for a few days, and I really want to stop by Corning again and maybe do a bit of glasswork. I'm getting a bit more timid with like the like physical art stuff.
Oh,
so, like,
really?
I'd be so, I don't know. Like, I found last year with Intaglio, like I was just so nervous. I was like gonna get like a chemical burn or like all this stuff. I was just like, I ended up getting one at one point.
And, did it hurt a lot?
Yeah, it was just like I got some stuff on my sweater and it kind of like went through and so I'm kind of nervous like with the like hot stuff.
They do try to scare you.
Yeah, definitely.
I know, because that's the thing, like Tyson always laughs at me because I go through, so when I was working on this paper, and he's going, I think you're too freaked out about your references. I said, I don't want to get called up on plagiarism.
Yeah.
Like, he's saying, I think they do that just to scare the people who probably are the ones, only ones who are going to do it anyway, right? But it's like he's saying, I think it's slowing down your flow. Of, you know, you're not just writing. So why don't you just write? Then I can't remember where I read stuff.
Yeah.
And
How do you tend to like go about writing your essays? Do you just like do your research?
Yeah, you know, to me, I find it a really long process.
Yeah,
do
me
you
too.
Too?
It's, yeah.
I think, first of all, it takes me forever to find sources.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I find I'm reading through them and you're thinking, oh, well, this is exactly it. So you're trying to find things in it that you can put into your paper.
Yeah.
And then as you go, you find more pieces. And then, so you're doing all this reading and trying to think about it. And then, you know, you start writing and... I don't know. I don't think I'm doing it right because I'm spending a lot of time in front of the computer without being effective.
Mm.
And I'm so frustrated.
Yeah. I tend to like, what I do is like I'll go and like I'll read an article and then like I'll get my cue cards.
Yeah.
Any like good points, I think. I'll just write it on cue cards and then like form my thesis based on what I have. And this essay is going to be insane. Like, this is how many points I like so far.
Yeah, and see, I tend to do like, I might, if I think of something of my own, I'll type it in. And then if I see something, I might either paraphrase or direct quote and put the page number and the thing in there, right? And then I'm trying to go through, like, maybe I shouldn't use that to include it in the writings. Maybe I should just write and then go back and see where
and
it goes.
And then see where.
There's got to be a better way, but I get stuck, and it's not until the deadline's really impending that
I know, you just get nervous, and that's with my three paintings coming due. It's like, I'm so scared, like one painting in a week is like ridiculous, but I tend to sometimes be a bit overambitious. Like, especially when I'm doing like work, I'm just like, okay, I want to do it. I want to have something I like. I'm gonna do this. I don't care how long it takes.
Yeah.
But then it's like,
well, this is what I find is that my expectations drop as the date gets closer.
Yeah.
You know, suddenly you start with this one thing and it's like, oh my god, I'm not gonna be able to do this. You start pulling it in and pulling it in, pulling it in. But I think I'm not focused enough. Like, everything seems important. So I'm trying to work too many things in, and then I'm thinking I don't have enough words.
Yeah.
And then I always end up with more, and then I've got to cut. So I think I'm going to go down to the Student Development Center or whatever and see if I can talk to them and see if there's another way. Or because I started it early, you know, I had some information, and then it still ends up being a big, you know, where I'm shrieking and the cats are running and I'm, you know, swearing a blue streak and crying. And
yeah,
you know,
Yeah, it tends, essays are very stressful. I tend to like do way too much research, and then like to get it all out is like ridiculous. Like I'll literally go to the library and like collect all the books I can on anything related to it. I'll come home with like 10 books for like a 4-page essay.
But is that wrong? Like I feel like you almost need to, because sometimes there's like a paragraph in one or three chapters in another. You never know what you're gonna get, right?
Yeah, definitely. I tend to like do that like by nature though, like almost like hoard things, like I need these books, like I need this. Like it's not like on those shows, but like
it's a reality show, so
there's like shows about hoarding, but it's not like that, but it's just like I need like as much as I can have.
Well, thanks. This because I was 3 o'clock in the morning and I have medication that I have to take that makes me sleepy, and so you know it's always that balancing act, like I can't not go without it, but I don't want to take it too soon or I'll fall asleep. But if I take it too late then I won't be able to get up, because I had, you know, to be up at like 7.
So
finally at 3 o'clock I just couldn't deal with it anymore, and I still was nap with it. I just said fuck it, like I'm just submitting it and I don't care anymore, right?
Because
I'm at the point where I'm thinking I'm not even going to do it, right? So or at least even if it's bad.
Yeah, whatever. Like, it's just one thing.
But I hate it. I know what Tyson said. Well, yeah, but this time you got to bed by 3:30, and he said, that's better than that anthropology paper was 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's like, still not feeling good.
Oh, I can't live without this.
I know, me either. Like, I'm crappy enough when I've done it.
Yeah, I know. If I don't get, like, 6.5-7 hours sleep, like, at least, I just feel, like, so sad, and, like, I'm just so, like, introverted, like, I'll go to class and just, like, I can't even, like, project anything outwards, like, I literally won't talk to anyone all day, I'm just too, like,
Well, they say that it's really important that people are not getting enough sleep, so.
Yeah, definitely.
And you can see that, you know, this whole idea of multitasking.
Yeah, and being a student, like, you don't sleep at all. Like, I remember last year, if I would get, like, 4 hours of sleep in a night. Oh. And this wasn't from partying, this was from working so hard.
Trying to keep up on your readings. And
yeah,
I know,
exactly.
I'm so behind.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be okay at the beginning, and then all of a sudden, boom, I'm behind.
It just piles up so quick. Yeah, like, I have the 3 paintings, and then an essay, and then a minor essay due next week.
Well, we don't have to talk very long.
I'm going to the gym with my sister at 5, so I have to get home sometime before then. But other than that, I have to. I can't work too hard, otherwise I'll just get stressed. And I can only put so much time into an essay, otherwise I'll get halfway done writing it and just be like, I can't look at this anymore.
No,
like,
that's kind of what I was doing. Like, I've spent so much time.
Yeah.
Isn't it better? So how much time do you think you usually put in? Maybe research. Like, how much time do you spend reading? Because it takes a long time.
Yeah, I do spend a lot of time reading.
Into
probably
findings.
Like, yeah, like at least probably like 6-7 hours reading, and then after that it's pretty quick.
Is it?
Because then all I do is like put my points together and type it up, like, because the way I do it, like, literally it's just type it up, rephrase it.
Yeah, see, it shouldn't have been so bad. I really don't know why it was so bad. It was just really, really bad.
You get frustrated. So what about like you with your work? Do you do much work outside of school, or like are you doing anything now?
For what?
Studio work?
No, all whatever is right in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I got that out of the way. What's the next thing?
Oh, I know. There's just not time.
It's putting out fires, right?
Yeah. Do you have like plans to do anything in the near future?
Well,
like,
they're just those things I'm going to do in the summer, I think.
Yeah.
Because I'm even, especially when I do my major visual, I'm going to have to come up with some things. I'm hoping if I do some drawing work, then that will help.
Yeah, definitely. It's good to like have the classes to like have a structure.
Yeah.
I hope that I'll get some stuff done outside of school this summer, because
and more photography, I think. I'd like to do some more photography. Because I haven't done much. And I was like thinking of going, and I thought, I should take some pictures. It's gone. If I don't write it down, it's gone. Maybe it'll come back. That's what it is for. So what is, like, besides the thing at Corning, are you going to focus on a particular type of work, do you think?
In the summer?
Yeah.
I think I'll work on drawing a bit. Just I should get a job this summer because I'm not working right now. But I just don't want to. Like, I have to, but
you just feel worn out, right?
Yeah, I know. And yeah, I've had so many bad customer service jobs, and I just find it so frustrating. Like, I just don't know how to do it again. Yeah, like, I would be happiest, like, if I had, like, a desk job where I didn't have to see anyone all day. Like, that's what I want. Like, yeah.
You have to be a special type of person, I think, to be able to do with that. Like,
yeah. I'm good with customers, but I hate it.
Yeah.
Like,
and it does suck the life out of you.
Yeah.
I know, and I was thinking I would take, either spring intersession course or summer school to get another credit, but it's like right now when I feel like I can't even imagine getting through this term,
I know.
It's so hard to think about. And I think, it might not be that bad. And then I always hope, if Tyson's going to, to some conference or something that I can tag along if I'm not, in school, but so I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think I'm most excited about in the summer. At some point, I'll get to New York and go do an Alexander McQueen exhibit, and I'm so excited for that. Like, I think.
Does he have like a permanent exhibit?
No, it's just like a in memoriam exhibit of 100 of his pieces. So.
But that made so is it permanent though? They leave it there.
No, it's just at the Met for I think 3 months, and I'll be there.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay. So I'm so excited for that. It's something sometimes I translate some of his ideas into what I do, not a lot, but it's something to be inspired by for sure. And I want to get a camera before then, because honestly, I could probably live off that as inspiration for the rest of my school.
And it's funny how those things work their way into your art.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
You kind of think, what does high fashion have to do with a drawing for this? But there's something, either the color balance or the design element that
And my piece, the waterfall with the different fabrics.
Yes.
That's kind of how
the green one?
Yes.
Okay.
That's kind of influenced by
Yes, that was done. Yeah. That was an integrity, was it?
Yeah, and that was last year. That's sort of influenced by fashion and draping, and I'm really tactile, so
yes,
I like
me
the
too.
Yeah, I love the look of like you could touch it almost.
I think that art. Yeah, I almost wonder how somebody could be an artist without being tactile.
Yeah,
it's such a big part.
Yeah,
of it, right?
Definitely.
Even the way it looks. I know you're not supposed to touch things.
I always want to.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like.
It's just even paint can have that texture.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. I tend to paint really thick, so it does have that texture. But right now, I'm trying to go the opposite way of that.
And
just, I'm working on a piece that's more in the fabric, so I'm working on raw canvas with flow aid, so it actually becomes part of the fabric.
With
flow aid, it's you put it in acrylic paint and it just sort of I don't really know what it does. It's really strong. You have to dilute it 20 times with water.
Wow.
So it's pretty strong, and it just thins it out and makes it soak into the fabric, so it's almost dyeing it instead of painting it. So I'm working on a piece with that right now.
And what's that for?
That's for my painting class. And I don't know how that will go. I just got as far as
it's always a risk.
Something. Yeah, definitely.
And I think that's something, it's funny because she was talking about it today in craft, our history course is about craft, and that sort of risk and certainty, right? And that craft sort of comes in the middle. And I thought, I think that's an element of art that I always struggle with, because I feel like everybody knows what they're doing, and so there's less chance of, and I feel like I haven't, and that's the problem, but maybe it isn't. Maybe they're just more comfortable with trying stuff or risking, right?
Do you tend to take risks much? Or?
No, I'm a chicken.
Yeah.
And I think maybe if I knew more of what I was doing, I would.
Yeah.
But if something's taking a really long time, you don't want to do something that's going to screw it up.
Oh, right? I know, yeah. I had my one painting, my figure painting, my teacher was you're going to have to do something with this thing, and they're with this model today, because we did 3 different models.
Oh.
And I was okay. So they were okay, just paint over it and do this. I'm like,
paint come through.
Yeah, I'm like, but, and he's like, no, just do it. It's a risk, but just do it. And I'm like, okay. And then I was so mad at him that day because, like, I completely, like, lost the figure. It just turned into, like, a blur. I was like, oh my God. But then, like, I found it eventually.
Did you? Oh, good.
It worked out, but yeah.
What do you mean by you found it? Like, did it kind of,
the figure just kind of, like, I just found, yeah, like, it came up again, and like I found areas where I could define it more, and it just looked like a blur for a while.
I'll have to see that one. That's interesting.
I don't know where it is. It's somewhere at school. I'll have to ask him because like he never gave them back to us. But I think some people have theirs back, so yeah, I have to find it. I have no idea where it is. Like, I got my mark.
Is it, oh, it's the course is done.
No, it's not done. I'm still in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you're not taking any studio courses this semester,
That's
right?
Why I felt bad. I was so worried. I thought, what am I going to show to the
not
person who's working with me? Right?
No, I'm really interested in your like architecture, sculpture type ones. Like, I think I'll write about those because I find them so like interesting. I think that's
well,
a really
it's funny because I like when I got home, I started to realize that I have a piece set up that I did. Actually, for the very first photography course I ever took, that's got again some buildings with the images in Toronto. So I'll have to show you those.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And yeah, and then damn you, because you know what? I went to HomeSense after, and it's like,
Oh yeah, I love HomeSense. It's like my life.
Oh my God, I can just go there and buy everything. It's like rolling. I bought Ghirardelli coffee, and I bought a coffee, little coffee craft, or not the you know the aluminum ones that people like percolate.
Oh yeah,
but I don't think it's very big. I might have to go back. And then I bought a picture frame. So I framed the. Remember the ones I was talking about with the hair? And I framed those.
Oh.
And bought. What else? I guess like I went and dropped $50. It's like, oh yeah, I bought Coco Chanel.
Oh.
And I bought.
Oh yeah, have you watched it yet?
Yes.
Did you like it?
It was sad.
Oh.
Good.
Yeah.
And I bought Shakespeare in Love. Shakespeare in Love was $5. The Coco Chanel was like $7 or $8, I think.
Oh yeah, I really love like. That movie, like, I just love, like, it's just so pretty, like.
Because I thought of you with your interest in art, fashion design, right?
Yeah, I thought about doing that for a little while, like, because I wanted to go to New York, so I was thinking about Parsons, and I was thinking about fashion design for a long time. I didn't think I could, like, work that sculpturally, but then I did, like, a bit more sculptural, and I was feeling so comfortable with it, but then, like, I just thought, like, there's so many people that do that.
So sculptural anyway,
yeah.
Right? Like, even if you took canvas and kind of starched it and then put it into, like, folds or something.
Yeah, so I thought about doing that for a while.
That would be really interesting. You got a piece of canvas.
But I changed like to I'm more interested in architecture now because I just think that's so much bigger and like it's insane. Like, so I'm trying to think of now like stuff that would look good for a portfolio for that. So I think in the future that's going to come through in my work a bit, like more spatial stuff. Like, I'm working on a piece now and it's like a kaleidoscope with like different stones. Like different cuts of stone, so I wish
in
I had
what,
it
though?
Here.
Like a,
it's a painting.
Like it is.
Yeah, so it's like a kaleidoscope pattern and like different cuts of gemstones, like all mixed together. It's really ambitious, but it's gonna turn out cool. I'm thinking of taking a cartography class next year.
That's a mapping?
Yeah, map making.
Yeah,
so yeah, I think that would be interesting. And it's, yeah,
I didn't even know they offered.
Yeah,
like that.
It's pretty cool.
In like, what field?
It's geography, which I hate. Yeah, but I think like having a bit of an art background, like I think that'll help a lot. Yeah.
It's funny because I love maps, and I look at them and I go, that's so interesting, and then I close the book and I can't remember where anything is. Like,
You
know, so people say, well, such and such a place, it's like, well, where is that? And it's like,
I
looked at that on a map like 7 times.
Yeah, so. I can't really read maps, so I might be in trouble. Like, I'll just look at something.
Reading, drawing, skills.
Yeah, it's like if I could write and read,
well, good luck. But I think it's nice if you, I find these courses are never what you think they're going to be anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was talking to somebody who's in that document design class that I'm in. She said, I thought this was going to be so interesting.
Yeah.
It's not, right? Uh-huh. And I don't know. That sort of scares me. Like, he's trying to push us to be creative, right?
Uh-huh.
Because it's not just about writing. It's about how you present things. But it's hard to be creative under pressure, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it just kills you. But then, like, I don't know where, like, you'll get this, like, little inspiration. And, like, you just build it. difficult that sometimes it works out.
Yeah,
right now I have like one painting I absolutely know what I'm going to do, but the other two, it's like really vague ideas. And
start
like,
with the one.
Yeah.
You know. Are they big? You said they weren't too big, right?
Yeah, the one's like 24 by 24, so not too big. And then I
don't know if being small makes it easy.
Yeah, being small, it just takes a lot less time.
Oh, does it?
Like,
yeah,
because like a big one, like.
More to cover.
Yeah.
But sometimes it is it hard sometimes to get the concept into smaller? Like, are some things big concept and some smaller?
Yeah, definitely. Like, and like, it's like I find like with paintings, like, it's about the space that the viewer takes up too and like your interaction with it. Because if it's something that's small, then.
They have to get up close.
Yeah, definitely. But if it's something that's big, it's more like almost like bodily. Like you can like relate it to you. And sometimes I think just like a painting calls for a certain size. Like I did one recently, and it was about the story of the diamond necklace affair, and it was like a narrative, and it's like the story we have to research. And the one I chose was about Marie Antoinette. She got like accused of. Having this $100 million necklace made.
Wow.
And like this was like before the revolution, so this was so controversial, and like it wasn't her, but it was like this person impersonating her, and it was just a really interesting story. So I focused on the necklace, and like I just did like the neck from like here up, and then like the chin, the lip, and like I like the way it turned out.
Yeah.
Except the chin looks weird. But
you know, it's interesting too. I mean, for me, when you're talking about that, I'm thinking it relates directly into the French Revolution, right? Because they're guillotine.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Was that part of your concept?
I didn't really think about that, but no.
Use it.
Yeah, definitely. I just got that one back, actually. And, yeah, I'm still really weird about the chin, but with that one, it definitely had to be a certain size, because I felt like if I made it larger than an actual neck, that'd be weird. Like, why is there this giant neck? Because then that would almost say something.
Well, and he talks about this in Document Design that apparently, like, I mean, I think for ads and stuff, people don't relate to things that if the person, the image of the person is bigger than a person.
Yeah, like that makes sense.
So especially when you're doing body part, right?
Yeah.
Like I can see how that would work.
Yeah, definitely. And it was so frustrating. My teacher, 2 days before it was due, I showed him, and I just gone, like, I took a risk there. Like, I went the exact opposite way of what I said I was going to do and didn't really get it approved by him, and just, like, went, like, complete opposite way. And then he was, like, the only thing he said, he was, like, well, I don't know why it's so cropped. I don't think it should be so cropped.
Was this a necklace?
Yeah, it was, like, from here to, like, there. So, like, it was pretty cropped. He's, like, I want to see more of it. But the only way, I was almost done at that point. The only way to do that is to paint the whole thing again.
And I don't know why, like, did he say why he thought it should
be? He just thought he wanted to see more of the story. He thought more could be told. But, yeah, that was so frustrating.
The earrings to me.
Yeah, no, there weren't the earrings to match. But, yeah, so I didn't listen to him. So, and I haven't got my mark back yet, so I'm probably punished for that.
There's your risk element.
Yeah.
Right? But, yeah, like, how would you redo that? You can't,
yeah,
right?
You would literally have to start over. And so I was just so mad. I was like, come on. Like, it's due in 2 days. Like, like I have a life, too.
Give your head a shake.
Yeah, and it's frustrating when teachers don't get that.
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, I think some of it is almost to push us, because maybe if we get to the point where we're past tired, I don't know, like,
We're
not overthinking
it,
drugs would be faster.
I know.
Because it's true, you just don't. It's like, I haven't had sex with my boyfriend for a week, right? Like, I'd like to get to bed before 12:30.
You just want to, like, have a life again. Like, it just ruins your life sometimes. Like,
and I think some people, like, this is why I always worry that I'm doing it wrong. Like, when I talk to you and you say you go through the same stuff as an essay, I feel a bit better, because I think I'm doing it wrong. Like, other people are saying to me, oh, I have an essay due tomorrow, haven't even started. And I'm thinking, what? Like, maybe they're not being completely honest, and maybe they've already done their research and gotten their books and read stuff, and they're just going to write it. But thinking, I don't think, like, since I was in high school, I don't think I could slap together something.
Yeah. Well, when you write an essay, do you think of it sort of like you think of a piece of art? Or, like, is it personal like that?
It is in a sense, right? Uh-huh. Because it's hard to detach that from you, right?
Yeah,
like, if
definitely.
It's not good, then people think you're not smart. Or
yeah, definitely.
You know, it could be a whole host of other issues. The same with the art, right? Like you run out of time, something goes wrong, you're trying to improvise with your new constraints, right?
Yeah.
But it's hard to sort of like go with that, I think, to some degree. I don't know. Because I try to like, and Tace is really good with this. He'll say, well, okay, what are you trying to say? And so I'll talk about it. He'll say, well, okay, there you go. Like, there's your... But it's like, okay, what did I just say?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes
I need one of these on all the time.
Yeah.
But, and I think that helps. Because it is almost like an outline. And if you can talk about it, it must be in there somewhere, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, and it's the same with this stuff, in a way. If we're talking about our sort of... elements of it, then we must have that.
Yeah, definitely. And like the more you can, like the more familiar you become with it, like the farther along you get, the easier it is to talk about it. Like I tend to, like how I work is like I'll have an idea in my head and I just go from that and try to like make that something physical. But like to explain that right away, it just doesn't make sense. And like my teacher this week, we went around the class and he was like, okay, everyone, like explain your ideas. And I was like talking completely like nonsensical for like 2 minutes. Everyone was just kind of looking at me. And I was like, so yeah. And then like they saw my drawing a few days later. And they're like, oh, okay, I get it now. But yeah.
But some stuff doesn't translate into words.
Yeah.
And I think like that's another thing that Titan's been good at is to say, what did he call it? It's like I think out loud. So it's almost as you're talking, it's evolving and you're getting a clearer picture, right?
Yeah,
which doesn't happen until you start to express it.
Yeah, I do that like before I have an exam. Like I'll like find someone and I'll be like, I have to explain these concepts to you. And then once I explain it to them, I get it.
But I don't know. It's hard because I feel like, you know, you're not dealing for such a long time with one thing. So these professors are always saying, oh, you need an outline. It's like, I don't know enough about the topic to create an outline.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I can maybe do that at the end.
Yeah, it's
or close to the end.
Yeah. Because like if someone wants you to work in a way that isn't the way you normally work, it's just gets so frustrating.
Yeah. And I can see the benefit, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Because I have to go through all the readings. Like they're saying, okay, give me an outline or whatever and a bibliography. And it's like, well, I haven't read these books yet, so how do I give you the outline?
Yeah. It's hard. Like,
yeah.
To know.
It often doesn't, it's not the same. When you're finished, it's not the same as where you started.
Yeah, definitely.
And I guess that's okay. I didn't realize. To me, I felt like I was supposed to know all this stuff up front, which freaks me out too much inside in my life.
I tend to think of my like essays like not quite the same as my art, but I kind of take that like interest to everything. Like I always do essays on stuff I'm really interested in, and when I write an essay, like I don't know why, but when I finish an essay, I just like I feel so smart and I'm so proud. Like more than like I'll reread it. I'm like, this is cool. Like because I like. Even if other people don't find it interesting, like I have to write an essay I find interesting. Like last year, I wrote my essay, my first one on the Eiffel Tower, and that was so interesting. I found that cool, and then I got to write a whole essay on Andy Warhol's portraits of Chairman Mao.
Oh,
and and now I'm working on the Fragonard one, and I see them like almost like, because like I feel like if you're an artist, like. You have to kind of take the same approach to other aspects of your life. Like, even stupid stuff. Like, last night, we needed a lamp for my house, and my mom, like, went out and got a lamp, and I'm like, that's ugly. Like, and because I'm honest like that, and she was kind of mad, and she's like, it's a lamp. I'm like, but, like, you have to, like, have that detail. Like, I need that.
But what works for you might not work for her, right?
Yeah, so, definitely.
But, yeah, she wasn't caring about what it looked like so much as about the functionality
of
having light.
But I'm like, that I do art, I have to have that, like, aesthetic or just, like, that quality in everything. And it's just, like,
Yeah, well, it's probably fundamental to who you are. Like, even if you weren't doing art, it would come out other ways, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. Like, even my essays, like, I try to, like, be creative and do, like, different stuff. I think that's...
Yeah. Well, if you're going to be looking at something for a long time, you want it to be something you don't get tired of looking at.
Yeah, and I think like some of like, I think some essays, like, you could almost like include in your portfolio, like, if they turn out cool, because it kind of like shows like
how you think.
It's definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I think people are reflective in what they do. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to not feel so. I think sometimes I end up being more confined by that almost, and I don't want it to be a limitation because, you know, like I said, well, you know, a failure is still part of the university experience. And I was, no, I don't want to fail.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I got a test back and I did really badly in it. Like, I mean, it passed, but it was. Like a 70 to me is a low mark.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be. It's not always about the mark. It's sometimes what you limit. I was like, wow, that's really bad. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I didn't grasp it, or maybe I was misunderstood, or I was sloppy about something, or I didn't get enough sleep. I mean, there's lots of things that can go into why you might get a bad mark, right?
Yeah,
and not think it makes me bad or stupid.
Yeah.
It's hard to detach those and think of it as a learning experience.
Yeah.
Maybe. I look back after, there was one, because the other thing that was hard is that, you know, you might have to select, it's like, okay, which of these elements are part of this? And there might be four, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you got all three and didn't get the fourth one, you didn't get the mark.
Yeah.
Right? Even though, so you might know most of it. But, and then there was another one, and he had not in capital letters. He did a lot of that sort of negative things, so you wouldn't, it's not the way you're thinking,
uh-huh.
right? And I clicked up the ones that went with it, and it's like, I looked at it afterwards, like, how did I miss that? Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, sometimes you just skim it. And
I know, and I usually read everything. Like, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, I don't normally, I get so stressed in an essay, and I'll, like, skim everything, answer the questions, that I don't even, like, read over my, like, in an exam, like, I don't even, like, read over my answers. I'm just like, okay, I'm done, I'm gonna leave. Like, that's just how.
No, and how did you do in your last art crit?
Art crit one, I was disappointed because I said to myself, okay, if I get over an 80, I'll be happy.
Oh, God, if you get over an 80, you're brilliant in that class.
Yeah, I know, in that class, because I did awful first semester.
Oh.
And then it was like, I got like 77.5, which is awesome.
Good, yeah.
But I was like, oh,
it was so close.
Because
people were, like, you know, she said, oh, everybody did well, the class average was, what'd she say, like 72 or something?
Yeah,
I'm thinking, do you think that's good? Like,
yeah, I know.
But I think it's more realistic to what they're expecting at university levels, right? So,
yeah. Like
but I thought, oh, crap, like, what does that mean? What have I got?
Yeah.
But, no, it was okay. I was happy with my life. But.
Yeah, I tend to, like,
you never know.
As long as I pass something, I'll be happy. But art crit, I have to do really well now because I guess I have to get, like, at least a 60 in, like, all the studio courses to get my BFA.
Oh, okay.
And before I thought it was just a 50. I'm like, okay, I'll do really well in all my other courses and just not even think about art criticism. I'll pass, but whatever. But now that it's, like, at least a 60, I gotta, like, step up my game a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm stressed with that.
Yeah, so you'll do okay.
Yeah.
I think if you get, like, a 70, would you say 77.5?
Yeah, 77.5, but
that's
there was
good.
Literally, I think, test at the beginning.
That has to be one of the highest marks, though, I think. Because I think I got a 76.
That's good.
I was happy, right?
Like, yeah, definitely.
So, there was somebody in front of me that, like, if the class average is 72, you're well above the class.
Yeah, and that's surprising because that course is awful for me. It's like, like, I should have probably got better because literally that whole weekend, like, I, like, locked myself in a room and, like, studied.
Right.
Some courses are just hard.
Sometimes the concepts are just weird. Like, I think I understand enough now to sort of say it back, but to engage at the level that some of them engage at, I can't do that.
And I think that they care a lot more than me. Like, honestly, like, some people just get so into it and, like, I think the whole question is a lot of the time, like, what is art? And I don't really care. Like, I think it's whatever you want it to be. Like, and I just...
And you know what? I was wondering about that because I do feel like people should be able to do whatever they want. But when he's talking about what is art, I think what he means is that in that art institution, right? So what the academies and what the art critics and the art reviewers, what kind of thing they're considering.
Yeah.
So if you're wanting to do something that's going to be part of all that, then this is sort of where you're aiming. Where if you're going to, you know, sell your stuff at the fairs and stuff during the summer, or hang it even at a gallery and let, or I don't know, put it online and sell it. it doesn't necessarily have to function at that.
Are you like thinking about like that kind of stuff when you're working, do you think? Like what fits into like what is art, or do you just work?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I think that I sort of, I'm looking at the guidelines I'm being given by the professors at this point too, you know, and not necessarily, and I know that in photography, like the sculptural ones that I did came out of that push, you know, like he's always saying, it's not just, photography's not just about a picture, like that's a picture, that's not art, what are you going to do with it? Mm-hmm. And so he said, like, he'd fold things into shape, or he'd rip half of it off, or, you know, do something else weird with it, and it's like, you know, that's like, people think, oh my God, don't wreck the image, right? But he's saying that's not... So that sort of came out of that push. Yeah, and I think I had some help because I was tearing up my hair because people had said originally like a collage, but it wasn't coming together. And then when somebody said that thing about structure, I thought, okay. So I did a combination of the collage and structure, which kind of worked for me.
Yeah, definitely. I think that was really successful.
Yeah, I was happy with it. I mean, I was happy with the other ones too, but... Yeah, because that was a real, that was not, I would not have gone naturally, I think, in that direction. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I'm being guided by their definition of what is art. It might be particular that, like, I was going to say something about that in our crit when they were talking about photography, right, about realism and all that stuff. And I was going to say, well, you know, this professor, who's an artist, too, in fact, Wynn Jelens, he was in the... breaking and entering exhibit.
Oh, okay,
yeah. So he's not even teaching anymore. He's just doing the art. And, you know, that was his big thing, was that sort of just as a picture isn't enough.
Yeah, you have to, like, take it further. Like the same with a painting. Like, if you just paint something realistic, I guess that isn't enough. But I don't really see it that way so much. Like, I think I'm sort of more of, like, the thought that, like, if you say it's art, it's art.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I'm kind of, like, profound in that way sometimes. Like, I'll just do a painting and I'll be like, this is art. Like, like sort of like the Duchampian, like, not, like, in, like, an offensive way, like the Duchamp urinal, but, like, I feel like if someone's going to say their art is art, then I'm not going to argue with them. And I feel like it goes the same way for me. Like, I'm like, I did it,
and
it's
people
art.
People might not agree, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, too, when you're doing it and that's your intention, I mean, it's sort of not that much different. Really, than it being in a gallery or putting your name on it, right? Like, that's your intention, is for it to be art.
Yeah.
But I think that that's what he's meaning, is that the other people and part of that institutional art might not consider it art, right?
Yeah. But I wouldn't really mind, though.
But like, I think there's still going to be a lot of people who'll be happy to take that home and hang it on their wall.
Yeah, definitely.
Like that,
yeah, right? And I tend to think about that, like, a lot when, like, I make my art. Like, I want to, like, hang it on my wall, and, like, if it's not, like, the highest, like, form of art, then that's fine, but, like, I want it to be something, like, I can have, like, not something that's gonna get wrecked in my basement, I just feel like sometimes when, like, you do something too out of the box and you can't, like, put it up, like, how's it gonna live on after that, like, some, like, the performance pieces and stuff, like, how's that gonna, like, it just happens once, and was it worth all the, like, work and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably a really special event for people who are there.
Yeah.
They usually record them, too, don't they?
I think so, yeah.
So it would live on in that respect, I suppose. But not the same, it's not the same as sort of a live experience.
Yeah.
For the people who are there, who are involved in it, the art, right?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how you decide, because we were having that discussion with art and craft, right, at this, in this class, and somebody was showing this thing where it was like they'd taken a piece of paper and sort of crumpled it, and then somebody did the same thing with another piece of paper, and then they were saying, is that art or craft? And my point was, it's not craft, it's not useful, it's not, the only reason it's art is because somebody's saying, okay, it's art, like putting it in a gallery. That was, I had a disagreement, sorry, actually she's not a crit class. No, it's totally craft. It's like, fuck, what's her definition of craft?
Yeah.
I don't know. But her dad apparently is an art professor, a history professor or something, so maybe she has some, but I still think she's wrong. But, yeah, so they had that, and then the other thing he had done was, like, you know, when you crumple it up into a ball, right, like paper, and he had done wood that mimicked a piece of,
so
it looked exactly like it, right, it's really amazing, but to me, that's not crap, like, what, it isn't even particular, like, it's not even just that it's not useful. or a plot, like, because that's some people's definition of craft is like it's a plot and it's functional, and it's not even that so much, but it's not even particularly aesthetic or, I mean, it's interesting when you look at it and stuff, but I think the only reason it's art is because somebody said they've done it with intention, right?
Yeah,
that was the intention behind it.
Right? I think that's okay. Like,
I couldn't follow what her reason was for why. I totally disagree. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah. Some people have really strong opinions.
Well, she really jumped all over me one time, too, about something I said about First Nations, and I think we've sort of been at odds ever since, but, and I try not to sort of take it personally, but sometimes I just sort of think, but like when she, I couldn't even follow her argument.
Sometimes people just talk. Like,
I think some of that's where she's a bit of a know-it-all. She like
That's frustrating. Like I don't know. I tend to like even. Like, I'm not, this isn't right, but, like, even if I know the answer in class, most of the time I don't say it, because someone else will say it, and I just don't really care enough to.
And sometimes if I see the teacher hanging out there and nobody's answering, I'll say something.
Yeah.
Like that. I enjoy being engaged. It's not that I can't respect somebody with a different opinion, but I couldn't follow, like, it didn't clarify anything for me. Yeah. And part of me almost felt like it was just...
Just to be different?
Like, yeah, I don't know for sure. Like, I mean, that might, maybe I'm being too self-important. Because I'm sure that doesn't really factor into her things. But she's just a bit annoying.
Yeah. So, like, what do you, like, where do you see, like, your influences as? Like, what do you think is most influential?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, because I feel like I'm kind of floundering right around. I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just, it's like they tell me and I try to get, and I don't maybe do it, you know, the same kind of, like some of the research that you were talking about, it's interesting. Like I've done some things where I've done research, but not always. So I try to just sort of be open to things that I notice that catch my attention, and when we're doing something, then maybe bring it back and see if it fits in, but... I don't know if I have influences. I mean, I always like I said, the Ansel Adams for photography, and but I don't know that I do the same. I don't do the same type of things he does. Uh-huh. Really.
Do you have like certain artists you just go back to and like think of continually? Just like
I mean, I'm like most people. I love the Impressionists.
Yeah.
So I have posters, Vince Kringle, the irises, I love the irises and stuff, and a Picasso of Blue Nude, the blue, you know, the blue nude woman. It's very M. Picasso-like as far as I can tell, because I'm not a Cubist. I don't know. I'll have to think about it and see if... Sometimes it's in retrospect for me, like you look at it and go, but I don't think of it going in. Like I really am envious of you with your Steve McQueen obsession or Alexander McQueen obsession, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like that can influence all kinds of things.
Yeah, oh, I love him. I'm like obsessed with him.
Well, I wrote it down here and I was looking for a book and I went, Alexander McQueen. And I went,
Have you seen any of
this?
Stuff?
I should look it up right now.
I love him.
Dead now then?
Yeah, he did. He killed himself last year. So, it's really sad.
I might have heard of him,
it was just really, really like it's sad. Like he was like unhappy and just, it was really sad. But his work is amazing.
Is it? I think that's the thing, right? That sort of artistic temperament.
Yeah,
does exist sometimes.
Yeah.
That whole being depressed and I think a lot of writers go through that and a lot of artists.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe more in touch with feelings than a lot of people, which makes it hard to go through life.
Yeah, and like sometimes when you like go through something, like you make your best art and like you weren't necessarily happy at that time, but you look back at it and you're like, it doesn't matter
because
like something good came out of it. Like last year, like near the end of the year, I was having a rough time like being away from stuff and just like my roommate was the worst person in the world and like
God, you had your class.
I know, and it was just like, but like after that, some of the work I did at the end of the year, I just look back at it now and it's like from that you get something. Like,
so you think that was a direct an influence, right? It affected what you did.
I think like sometimes you just need to do something to make yourself feel better, so like you're that much, you want that much more to do something you like.
So it was still stuff that was required. You weren't really necessarily a girl.
Yeah, it was still stuff that was required, but I think I was more invested in it. Because, like, if you focus your attention there, I find it, like...
it's more like manifesting something positive out of a time that isn't really so positive, or like just like that you can look back on that time and see that you did something good.
What pieces were there?
My waterfall was around that time, and then I had a bit of a rough time after Christmas because my great-grandmother passed away, and I don't really have like a lot of family, so it was like, it was hard. Like,
you could have mine. Oh,
yeah. But yeah, so I did like a piece, like my two plates, like came from that.
Did I see your two plates? Oh, the plates.
I think so. And then the large like rats and pigeons one came around that time, and yeah, I think you can, it's kind of cool that you can look back at a time in your life that wasn't the best thing, but you made something really like awesome in that time. It's just kind of like,
so do you think that if you hadn't been going through that, you wouldn't have made it?
I think I would have been distracted and probably not needed it as much. I think like you just want to have something you like more and like create something that's like positive. You're not really feeling that. Did you find that at all? Or
what's that?
Do you find like that at all? Like when you
really, I don't know. I think sometimes I get kind of paralyzed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can see that too. Like,
yeah. But yeah, it's good if you can funnel that.
Yeah.
You know, because going through it and it sucks, you might as well funnel it.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think like the stuff I do at that time is like negative at all. I think it's just like there's always like a hope, like of something. Like there's always like something. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh wow. It's the experience. Oh wow. So the edge is all scalloped, sort of like the edges of butterfly wings.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is. I don't think this is his piece. I think that's the woman that took over for him at Alexander McQueen, which is, I've looked at the shows after he's died, and they're not, as, maybe if you just did an image search, there's a lot of good ones.
It says it's the exhibit.
Oh, great.
So this is probably the one you're going to. It sounds like it's in the UK right now. No, it doesn't look like they're going to give us a whole lot of...
I think image search gets you a pretty good.
Does it?
Yeah, like there's a pretty good range.
So
but yeah,
what
the
do
woman
you do,
that
just put his name.
Like if you just go back to Google.
Oops.
But yeah, the woman that took over from him is just not, and then just go to like the images.
Oh, okay.
It's just not as like inspired. Oh, I don't think.
Yeah. So he wasn't even very old.
No, he was.
We love you, Kate. Who's Kate?
Oh, Kate Moss. Yeah.
Really? Why? Yeah. What was going on with her?
I'm not sure.
Oh my.
It's just really sculptural.
Holy
and like
cow, yeah.
He just does different, like the patterns are really interesting, I find, and like the shapes, like his last collection especially, I'm like obsessed with. It was, do you want to like type in last collection? It was like influenced by like Byzantine art and like art from that time, and I just find it like amazing, and like how you can borrow from like different genres is really cool.
What did I do? So was it in colors? And the fact that he can get those things out of fabric too,
yeah,
right? Like
definitely.
In certain fabrics they're more predisposed to work that way, but it seems very ornate, eh?
Yeah, I really like that in art, like when it's like a lot of detail, like, which is weird because I like pop art too, but
yeah.
I think like the like more I work in art, like the more detail oriented I get, and I love like some of his fabrics are combining different like photos to make a fabric, like you'll see like,
okay.
It's, I don't know if there's an example there, maybe if you go down a bit.
Oops.
Oh, like, oh, and like that one, the, yep. Yeah. On it, there's like he like took images from like different paintings and stuff, and just like made a textile out of that, and just made something completely different. I think that's like, really
interesting. It almost looks like it's at Versailles. Is it Paris? Is that where it was?
No, it was that. Just like that exhibit was just that. It was sad because it took, the collection wasn't finished, so they just did it in like a small like.
Oh,
because
did this
show.
Happen after he died?
Yeah. Like this was like he was working on the collection.
when he died. Oh. But yeah, I'm so excited to see the exhibit. I think to see it in real life is just like,
yes.
Oh, I love like that one. Like, I just think it's so amazing.
It's so funny when I look at this. It makes me think of Barbie dolls.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because they, you know, and I always love that style of dress that was very, very fitting, and then this big, almost like a mermaid's tail. Right? This one looks not that one. Looks really interesting.
Yeah, and the shapes and stuff he did, I just love it. Like,
all that detail.
Yeah, I think like seeing it, I'll be like so inspired. And it's stuff from like his from his graduate work, like to his last show. So it'll be like a really good range. And oh, I'm so excited.
Well, that's great. So when do you go?
I haven't decided yet. It depends when I get a job. So yeah, sometime like in the summer. It'll be, oh, I'm so excited. It'll be so great.
Yeah, it'll be a treat for you after going through all this.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I'm just, it's just this term. So like, oh my God. I'm so excited. I said to my mom, like, I have to go. Like, I said, honestly, like, this would be like my version of like a pilgrimage. Like, I need to go see the.
Where is he from, the UK originally?
I think so. Yeah, he had an accent. So he went to school at like Central St. Martin's in London. So I think like he's a fairly like big influence for me. And then
you've mentioned him a few times.
I'm so excited to go see that exhibit. And I find like influence in a lot of different places. I think it's interesting when we were talking about an art criticism, how like when you can look back at like monuments of the past and not necessarily have to use it in context, but they just sort of like exist.
Yes.
I think that's, like,
and so it's almost like it's a subliminal level that comes out in things and you're not really sure how it
definitely
happens.
And sometimes like I think like misprisoning things, like I think that's so cool, like when you misinterpret things and like just like taking something old and like doing something completely different and like futuristic or just like crazy with it.
Yeah, so like if you're, well, I'm wondering with the misprision, if it's do you think like the Art Institute would sort of look down on that?
I don't know, like, I don't really think about the Art Institute that much. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I'm at school, but I don't really feel like I owe them anything.
Yeah.
Like,
but
really.
But if you, it's sort of when he talks about, like, the pop artists and stuff that they had to understand before they could use that against
what think
they were fighting.
That definitely, like, makes sense. Like,
but
I think
with misprision, that's not necessarily happening. Like, I'm thinking even for myself, right? Would that happen, or would that just be.
Well, I think, like generally, if I'm going to work with something, I'll do research on it so I know what it's about, but I don't feel like obligated to use it in a way the artist would have used it, because I just don't really care that much, I guess. Like,
it's about what you're doing, right?
I don't know, like, I guess I'm like selfish in that way. Like, I'm just,
but you wouldn't find that would take anything away from your work if you used it something in an inappropriate, like, because it's interesting to you, but it's not necessarily a direct reference or correlation.
I don't know. I think like it's the whole like good artist borrow, like great artist steal. Like,
I have that on the back of my drawing board.
I don't really feel bad about taking things from like other. If they're alive, then probably I feel bad, but. If it's something in the past, then I think it's, you have to continue that conversation, and like, I think once you put your art out there, it's gonna, like, stuff's gonna happen around it, like.
So now, why would you feel bad if, like, you're not talking about wholesale stealing, right? You're talking about incorporating elements.
Yeah, just like taking.
So why would you feel bad if the person was still alive?
I don't know, I think just because they're sort of still making work, it's not really done.
Yeah.
Like, their pieces would still, it's just, like, I take some influence from people that are alive, but I tend to more, like, things from the past, I think, because I think, like, once someone isn't making work anymore, their work's, like, a whole, so it's more, like, complete, so you can look at other pieces, and it's not, like, conversation as much as, like.
I'm almost thinking it's sort of, like, referencing something else. So even if there's still a lot, the work is done. So you're not trying to claim it as your own, right? You're just sort of referring to something of theirs. To me, I don't know. Like, I know people say this whole thing about appropriation, too, which kind of pisses me off. Like, I mean, I'm sort of on his page when he talks about this whole political correctness thing, which I think, sorry, but to me, it's sort of reflexively, it's not thinking, right? But, and I think, you know, if you had something that was out there and was well known and you use an element of that in your own work, to me that would be sort of a, like a great compliment almost. It's sort of like saying, I think this is interesting and so I'm going to incorporate it in mine. And, you know, you're not, maybe if you could cite them.
Oh, I know, yeah, you can't really. Right?
But, yeah, I don't know. So I wonder if I would worry as much about whether or not we're still around.
Yeah, I tend to just, like, I guess I'm sort of, like, not, like, I'm, like, an outgoing person, but, like, with my art, I'm sort of more, like, closed. Like, I take stuff in, but, like, I don't really worry about what's going to happen to it after. I don't really worry about, like, how people are going to interpret it, really. So, like, I feel like if someone, like, their work isn't done, then it's more of, like, you're, like, more, like, interacting with them, or you could interact with them, and I don't really want to. Oh, like, it's, like...
Because you want, like, it to be about yours.
Yeah, like, more about, like, what I'm doing, and less about, like, the work they're still doing, and, like, referencing that, but, like, referencing something that's... And, like, I do, like, a lot of stuff from the past, like, vintage-y, like, feel, so...
Well, you can go ahead. Warhol's dead, so you can...
Oh, sorry?
I say Warhol's dead, so you can take
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, I don't really worry, like, I think political correctness, like, is important, but I don't really think about that when I'm working too much. Like, obviously, like, it would, like, bother me, like, if I offended someone, so that's, like, the last thing I want to do, but I don't...
I think people have to look at the intentions more, and the idea of, when I say reflexively politically correct, I mean, I think they're just... So many people, it's like an automatic reaction, not thinking about whether, like, why or if it makes sense. It's it goes too far, and I think that's, I mean, I think the thing with political correctness is it serves a purpose initially, and then once the pendulum is sort of coming back towards the middle, you need to stop. You know, the point's been made and, and stuff, but and I always try to think about a person's intention because that's important.
I tend to, at the beginning, like last year, I found it frustrating doing crits in my art classes because I felt like once my art was done, it was done, and I didn't really want to talk about it anymore. Like, it was just done, like, and it was there, and you can't really get it back. But I'm, like, getting more, like, okay with that now because, like, I guess, like, a work can be ongoing, but I don't think I would ever, once I'm done a work, go back and edit it. Like, I think
no, but, like, maybe I'm not understanding the whole purpose of the crits, but to me it's almost sort of... It's maybe fodder for the next thing, whatever else you're working on, to sort of be aware of, maybe. Or, I don't know. Because, I mean, who the hell is going to go back? It's like you get marks back in an essay, or I'll just change
it. Yeah, I know.
Like, unless I'm selling it, right? Is it time for you? What time is it? Oh, it's 4:06
I'm just going to call my sister quick and see if she wants to pick me up here. I can probably. She better answer her phone.
What?
She better answer her phone.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Oh, me too.
Rest.
Hey, what are you up to? Where are you? You want to pick me up instead of... Because I don't know if I'll be able to get home by 5. Because I'm meeting with Brenda for my... art for our current thing. Yeah, does that work? Okay. I don't know where that is. Okay, so why don't you call me once you know? Okay? Okay. Okay, yeah, that works. Okay, so you said like an hour you'll be here? Okay, then we'll go to the gym. Yeah, I gotta go home and change some stuff. Okay. Alright, bye.
Okay.
So, bought a little bit of time. Are you busy? Do you have to run, or?
No, I just figured I'd do some reading.
Okay, yeah, like if you, yeah, I'll be here for like another hour until they can get me. But yeah, if you have to like go in.
No, I'll wait for, I figured I'd just go home with Tyson and finish at 5:30.
Okay, so that works.
Yeah, so it works for me, and I'll read a little bit. I'm afraid if I start to read, I'll fall asleep right on the table.
What do you have to read?
Oh, it's just behind and everything.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I brought my, because I had my craft, my art history course today, and I brought, like, I have another assignment due in Gothic Sun that I haven't started yet. We need a third part done for the essay I just handed in. I've got a presentation due and papers, two more papers. So, you know, it's
really busy. Yeah.
I said to Tyson, and then because the weather's so bad and I feel so affected by the
weather. Yeah, I know.
I'm just worn out. I started to throw myself on top of it. I just can't stand. Yeah. Sick of everything, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's the other thing too, my tolerance. I mean, I'm not, I find people really annoying for the most part. I think I must be getting curmudgeonly. I don't know what's happening, but I just find them a waste of skin for the most part. So I think too, I have a lot less energy to deal with people when they're pissing me off.
Oh, so, I know, yeah.
You know, some, there are certain types of people that you just know.
Yeah.
You're not, there's sort of something abrasive almost there. And so I'm at a, I had so much trouble. There was a guy in front of me who came in like as a part-time here beside High Middlesex, and he pulled out of the spot, and I thought he was leaving, but I think it was just that it was too tight, so he started to go to another spot, and then he finally picked another one, and so I thought, oh, I'll take this spot, and it was so tight. Like, I backed in, there's no room on the other side for the other guy to get in, and I looked, and the other guy's parked badly, and I wrote on the back, like, it's a dirty windshield, and I said, learn to park. But, you know, you probably still see, I think I had. And I thought, if I had more time, I would have written a stuff, you know, stuck it in the other guy's windshield, too. I was so pissed off. Because people are so thoughtless. Like, it's all about them. Oh, I'm parked. It's like, yes, but you have not left enough room for anybody else to park.
Oh, I know. My aunt, she would, like, she has, like, an expensive car. So she would park, purposely take up two parking spots, and it's
if you
like,
have a
oh
car like that, you can't afford to drive it, don't drive it,
right?
Like, I know. Somebody else said somebody took four spots, like they came in and parked like this across. You know what? I would like to key that car. You should tell your aunt that.
Yeah, I know. I don't drive with her. I think I might get beat up. But like my mom said, she does that on purpose. And I'm like,
yeah, I've seen people do that. But you know what? If you're going to do it on purpose, then at least park at the very exit.
Yeah, exactly.
You
have to walk. Yeah.
Because I came one time, we were writing for a movie, and it's like, it was really cold, and the parking lot was really full, and like some assholes parked in two spots. It's like, you know what? You're not even more important than anybody else, right?
Yeah.
And if you can't take the time to back up, and if you're going to be late, being late for a movie doesn't help. Like, if you're in an emergency situation, but I don't think being late for a movie counts, right?
Yeah, no.
I just thought if I could catch my choke the light
It just irritates me when people park crooked. Because I'm just, everything to me has to be like a certain way. I'm just very like, and so when I just see someone parking crooked, like, I don't really care. I'm just like, no. Like, my neighbor used to, like, they would come into their driveway, and for some reason they would park like this in their driveway, and there's nothing, it's their driveway, but I just looked at it, and I would, just would get so mad. I'm like, no, you need to park straight. Like,
what the hell's the matter with
you? Yeah, things just have to be a certain way, and I'm just, like, I'll see things, like, just only my way, and, like, not, like, in a mean way, but I just, sometimes I can't, like, fathom how other people think, like.
That's because you're not thinking. You know what? They're a waste of oxygen. Get so frustrated. But, well, I'm glad you, did you read my, did you get onto my website?
Yeah, I looked around a bit.
There's a parking rant on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I haven't looked at that.
Those lines are not pavement decorations. Right?
I'll have to look at it a bit more. I've been, like, so busy.
Oh yeah, no, don't worry about it. But I just thought we were having this.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll have to look at that. This is me.
Yeah. Well, it's good to get like your frustrations. Ew, I just touched gum.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Oh, is that a little? That's a cute little.
Yeah.
Bottle. What a nice shape bottle.
Yeah, it's cupcake scented too.
It's what?
Cupcake scented.
That's what I could smell. Yeah. I keep thinking, I smell cookies. It's a lot. Yeah, I don't know. I think I have some of that, but it might be in. I never seem to have it because I don't either.
Oh, yeah. I'm like obsessed with that stuff. It's like almost like obsessive compulsive. Like if I touch something, I like have to do it. Like, yeah.
But it does keep you from getting sick? You were sick a while ago.
I get sick a lot. But I think I just think about it. Like, and it just irritates me that I'm like, ew, germs. Like, I just have to.
When you start thinking about it, like, yeah. I never worried that much about it. I figured there's a lot. They say having to pick a nerve before you die or something. But it's weird. Like, I remember I was in the washroom one time, and I heard this woman in the store, and I knew she was, like, she had her period, so you could hear her laughing. She walked out of that store, and she did not wash her hands, right? I know, you kind of go...
Yeah,
no,
like, come
I
on.
Have to touch that door.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm ridiculous with that. Like, I'll, like, take the paper towel and turn off the tap, and, like, it's insane. But
sometimes you don't have paper towels down there.
Yeah.
You can't push the door open because you have to pull it in.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's frustrating.
Yeah, like, I tend to think about everything way too much. So, like, I'll think, like, oh, there's germs here. And it's just like, yeah, like... Yeah. Like me and my friend in high school took a food and nutrition class, and we were like, high school kids are so dirty. We would not eat anything in that whole class. Like whenever people made things, we were like, yeah, like I don't know what these kids have been touching. Like,
yeah, yeah, where those hands have been.
Yeah,
I know it's scary when you start thinking about it. Like I was happy when I did. Well, that was the other thing she said. She looked at me and she goes, "Are you all right?" And I said, "Well, you don't." She said, well, you don't see all right. Okay, well, I'm not sure what that means. I mean, I think I was ranting a little more than usual, but that's quite typical.
Yeah.
I think we're thinking too much. Who are you, right? Like, I just, yeah, she really irritated me. Anyway, I shouldn't reply. I shouldn't name names. Probably has more to do with me than her, but yeah,
people can just get on your nerves so much.
I think she's full of herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, my rants. I always have a lot of rants. Poor Tyson, he just sits there. Every once in a while, I can see him get that his jaw, he kind of clenches his jaw, and I can go, okay, time to stop.
Yeah.
But if you're a ranter, you're a ranter. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
And I do have this idea of how the world should operate with some sort of. I know the world's not fair. Well, I know it, but I'm not okay with it. Right?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's like, I can't fathom like the way sometimes other people operate, and it's just like, my way is the best way. And I don't like say that like overtly.
Yeah.
Like I tend to just like ignore other people.
Yeah. Well, my way is the best way. I can't get everybody else on board with it.
Yeah.
I suppose that's just it. But sometimes when you see people.
Oh sure. Thank you. Oh, it's so cute how these have the little things on them.
What do they have?
The
oh, isn't that cool? Well, that's the Olympic jump. I wonder when I bought it. Canadians helping each other win, too.
I haven't had gum in a while. I love like anything mint. Like.
I find my mouth gets dry. Plus, I eat a lot of garlic.
Oh, okay.
It's hard though, because you put gum in your mouth and then you get a cup of tea or coffee, right? It doesn't
yeah.
work. So, like, the amount of times in a day when you can actually chew gum.
Yeah, I know.
So, I spend a lot of time just hoping nobody's.
Yeah, I used to do that, like, for frustration. I would just, like, chew gum a lot. And now, like, I don't as much. So, like, I'll, like, clench my jaw all the time. And, like, it's not good for your teeth. But, yeah, it's like, I find I get, like, really tense, like, when school starts coming due. Like, whenever I have, like, a big assignment coming due, like, my shoulders, like, get really sore and it's just like,
this is that you feel yourself all
yeah
I mean between the cold and the tension like Tyson sent me for a massage over Christmas after classes were done. So
I was stressed, so I went for a massage a while ago, but it was the first time I'd had like a professional massage, so I was just so stressed out by it that it just didn't help at all. Like I left there and I was just like, because I hadn't done it before. I was just like,
Yeah.
Like, it's not anything, but I was just like, it was the first time I'd done it, and I was this is weird. Well,
sometimes it's a matter of finding a person that you're comfortable with.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like having a good doctor.
Yeah, and I don't think it's for me. Like, I don't like sitting somewhere, still somewhere, where I have to be for a long amount of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I like the option that I can get up, and, like, going to movies and stuff, like, it makes me uncomfortable that I have to, like, stay there, or, like, when I have a really long class, it's stressing. Yeah, definitely. And, like, I'll tap my pen, and, like,
yeah. I think I fidget too. And in a movie theater, like, I sit back and I switch legs.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Then I'll accidentally kick the person in front of me, and then it's just like that.
But no, when I'm in a massage, I have no problem. There was one, I used to go to this woman, she was really good in Toronto, and I would fall asleep on the table.
I would do it again, I think, but I just found the whole thing kind of like weird. It was the first time I had done it. I was like,
some strangers touching you.
Yeah, I was like, what? Because I'm really like I'm really like spatial and like space conscious. And, like, I was just like, I'd rather get like, I think like a hot stone massage, because then it's the stones with the person. And, I don't know.
So does that spatial element get into your artwork too?
I think my artwork is spatial for sure. Like, I think like tactile, but like I think in a different way. Like, I think the piece I did of my house, like the drawing, like that's spatial. And
you mean like the blueprint type?
Yeah, and like I'm trying to think more spatially, especially now, because if I want to go and do a grad school in architecture, then I'll need to, like, I think I want to have things that sort of apply, and, like, I think thinking about space and how space sort of, like, people interact with space is a useful thing for that. And the piece I'm working on now, as I said, kind of, like, is spatial, because it's, the way the cuts of the stone come, they interact in ways that don't really make sense, and I think it sort of makes you, like, question the space, and I think that's something interesting too, like a space that isn't really logical. It's like you'll go from like a high to a low, and it's not, it doesn't really make sense, and it's not really a sensical space. So
is this a painting now?
It is a painting. It's a drawing right now. Like, I haven't started the painting yet, but yeah.
So you're actually painting images of gems?
Yeah, like crops, like sections, and yeah, it took forever because it's just not really like...
Sorry, I just had an idea that's kind of cool. I'm thinking of like amethyst being a crystal, they grow, right? Like,
yeah.
So that's almost, it looks like it's cropped and stuff in weird ways, but yeah, it's actually natural.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, I looked at a few different pictures of amethyst, and I was just looking for like really strong cuts, and I found a few really good ones.
Well, if you find you want to go for massage again, I do know somebody, she's very good.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think she does a hot stone massage. I used to know somebody, but I think that they've moved, so I don't, like, I had never been to her, but I knew she was doing a hot stone massage, but I don't know where she is anymore.
Yeah, I think the place I normally go to get my eyebrows done does them, and I think I'll have to wait till I have, like, a lot more money, but I'll probably, like, treat myself when the school year is done, or I'll just go and get a drink, like,
yeah.
It was the same thing.
Yeah, I think she's $65 for that.
Pretty good. Yeah, and I got mine. It was pretty good. I actually found a good deal on Groupon.
So oh, okay.
Yeah. I love, like, you can get such great deals there.
Yeah, so did they try to sell you, like, did they upsell you? Or?
No, you just went and got your, like, it was like a massage and a facial. And the facial wasn't awesome. And the massage, yeah, it wasn't awesome either.
Yeah.
It was like, not that much, so whatever.
Yeah, I should try that.
Yeah.
So, okay, well then, let's talk about your glass stuff, because that isn't a requirement for your course.
Yeah.
What, like, I suppose then you're constrained by the material, right?
Yeah. That's
so, what kind of things do you do?
I haven't done a lot with glass. So, like, I did glass fusing, which is just, like, fusing different pieces of glass together. And that wasn't... I liked it at the time, but looking at back at that, that's not really, like, anything to me, like, what I did there. And then I want to do stained glass now, and I think... probably with that, I'd just be more interested in, like, pattern and, like, not representing, like, real things, but it might be interesting to see how real things, like, translate. Like, sometimes I'm really interested in, like, how things translate from, like, one form to another. Like, I remember I saw a concert a few years ago, and
the band was really like electronic, but in a concert setting they couldn't really do that, so it all translated into a guitar. And just seeing that like transition was really interesting, and I think that's sometimes why I look to like fashion, just to see how that translates into art.
Yeah, because his stuff was definitely artistic, like, yeah, you know, you're not going to see anybody wearing that street
model. Yeah, no.
Maybe Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know my mother was always kind of frustrated, like, oh, you know, like, that's so weird, why would they do that? But it's not about what people wear, it's about showcasing the talent.
Yeah, right? Definitely, it's just more about, like, an idea. And I think that's the same thing with art sometimes, like, it's not everyone would want it on their wall, but, like, it's... Like, I want to do stuff that I would want on that wall, but I don't think everybody would. Because I think it's sometimes just, like, a curiosity. Like, you said it with, like, rats and stuff. Like, that's not... You wouldn't want that in your house, but it's just a thing.
So do you think that's you working out some issue? Putting it into your artwork?
No, I don't really... Like, I don't really... My artwork isn't really that much about, like... When I'm negative, my art isn't really negative. It's not really about me getting anything out. It's more about, like, my positive thoughts. And just, like, I don't really catch the negative. And I work... That one was more supposed to be, like, satirical. Like, this is, like, there... Like, and I call it the piece, like, I love New York anyways, like,
that's
like
cool.
Yeah, because it's like, this is the way it is, but I don't really care, I still love it, and like, it's just kind of like
funny.
When I
say like, working stuff, I don't necessarily mean a negative thing, but just, like, if you've got thoughts in your head, you're sort of taking it to another level or limit?
Yeah, and I guess just sort of, like, seeing how different things translate, like, sometimes if I'm interested in something and what course I'm taking, then that'll translate to my art. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because I love it. I think, did we talk about this before? When you sort of see things come up, like I took an art history course in the fall, and it was about interior spaces and stuff like that, but it also got into, like, we were talking about Art Deco and stuff, about, what was his name? Something Lowy, Ray, he designed all these different logos, like the Shell logo and lots of famous. He might have done Coca-Cola, maybe not. I'm not sure, but he did all these really iconic things. And so in my writing for Dr. Sun course, my paper was on logos, right? So I thought, oh, is this cool? You know, you sort of see all these connections. And I take like a First Nations course and suddenly you show up in the art course. Or even sometimes like in a science course, you know, suddenly you start to realize all these connections.
Yeah, definitely. Like my geology course, like I'm taking right now, that's like a bit of where like the stone comes from. And it's not like I'm really interested in that course. It just like gives me an idea and I go with it. Like, yeah, it's kind of
everything's fun, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of, I feel like if I wasn't in my other courses that weren't art related, I wouldn't have any connection to the outside world. So it's a good thing to kind of get different stuff in there, so it's not just all art. Like,
yeah, because if it's too focused, like you need to broaden influences. Otherwise, you're sort of picking from the same.
Yeah.
But I think that's what art does. Like it, like I know with my own stuff, it pulls in personal interests or what's on my mind at the time. Like, you know, when I had to do that other one, and it's like, oh, what am I gonna do? And it was like, well, what's going on? Well, we got a new kit.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so it was like I was thinking a lot about her, so to be able to put her into.
Yeah, and it's cool when like your stuff comes into your. Or, like, for sure, like, parts of your life, and, like, I tend to do it in a way that isn't, like, I guess, like, I think it's personal, but, I'd, like, something other people can, like, relate to as well. Like, I think a piece I want to do over the summer is, I remember when I was growing up, my grandma had this sculpture of a black jaguar on her fireplace, and I just, like, I didn't, like, love it at the time, but, like, it ended up, someone else ended up getting it. But I just, like, I keep on, like, thinking about it. I just, like, it's, my cat Ted, like, reminds me of, like, the way that kind of cat walks. Like, he has that kind of, like, and it's just so, that's something I'm sort of thinking of. And I'm thinking of, in the summer, I'll do, like, a big, probably I'm going to do life-size, like, painting of, like, a jaguar and, like, all the muscles and stuff. And so that's something I'm thinking about right now. And, like, yeah, like, that sort of influences me.
but I don't think necessarily looking at my piece you'd make that connection.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't necessarily know all the background, right?
That it yeah, you wouldn't know. Like, it's my cat, and yeah, like, I think how I'll probably approach that is, like, first I'll, like, I take Ted for walks, and, like, I'll probably, because I want, like, it to be, like, walking, so I'll probably just watch the way Ted walks and, like, just kind of study that and, like, just his, like, the way he, like, moves and just sort of try and get that in a bit, so it's more,
Well, when I came across a quote, I put it on my website, too, but I think I initially used it in a Zine I had for my first year at class, and it said that something about God gave us cats so we would know what it was like to lie down with lions, right? And
that's
true, because there's so much, when you look at them, there's so much like their big cousins, like a cougar or tiger. Like, you look at it, they're just smaller versions of the same thing.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Like, whenever I see, like, a big cat, like, especially because Ted has, like, a really square nose, so, like, he looks like, whenever I see, like, a lion, I'm like, Ted! And I want to give it a hug.
Yeah. Like, I know, because you feel like you should be able to pet them, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like,
Yeah, I know. I like them.
Yeah.
I mean, I love all animals. But
yeah.
You know, the cats work better with our lifestyle. Mm-hmm,
definitely.
I mean, at some point we might end up with dogs too, but they're interesting creatures.
Yeah, definitely.
I think in a different way from dogs.
Yeah.
I think they're more like humans, right? Because they have moods. And
they definitely have egos, too. And I like that. Like, my cats are sometimes, like, really snobbish.
Yeah.
I just think it's kind of funny. Like, okay, you do your thing.
I'm
like,
in a mood today. Leave me alone, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to run to the washroom and back in a minute.
And then maybe I'll go when you get back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because normally they're like every level in this building, every other level.
Yeah,
so I went upstairs and I was like, no, there isn't one here. And then I was like, well, maybe upstairs. And then there was one there. And I came back downstairs and I was like, oh, there they are. Okay.
Yeah, it's a weird building. And
yeah, it is strange.
I was taking computer science in the main building, and like if you wanted to go to the washroom, it was like totally at the other end. And then there was one stall, I think.
Oh, so it's like really long line.
Because there were a lot of women, so they had to alternate the bathrooms or something.
Yeah, because it's like, I think it's like girl, guy, girl here. Yeah. So I was like,
I know, it's stupid.
But yes, they're that way.
Okay. I've spent time in drag shop. I mean, no, I should say like that, loads and loads, but because I worked at Ivy for a little while, so then, you know, we'd come over here for lunch sometimes, afterwards with friends, and sometimes they would play.
That's cool. Yeah. Like, play instruments? Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah.
Do you listen to a lot of music? Is that something, do you think, that influences your art, or is it just like, do you listen to music when you, like, take photos, or?
No, you know, it's funny because I have this, but I very rarely use it. I took the bus for a while, but it wasn't that long a bus ride, so by the time you take it all out, I wouldn't think of it. But I lived in Toronto, I always had music, because it would take me an hour or more to get to work. And I have a pretty vast collection. It's funny because Tyson listens to it almost more than I do. Because if I'm working, I'll find it distracting, right? Because I'll start to sing. So I'll say, okay, we'll put on music that doesn't have words, like jazz or classical or something.
Yeah. I tend to listen to music like when I'm doing my work, but I don't normally listen to it on my commute either. Like, it's not that long. And like, I lost my iPod for so long. But I found it. I have like one of the little shuffles. And have you seen them?
Yeah.
They're like that big,
squares?
Literally. I think it's somewhere.
I had a long shuffle.
Shuffles. Like, did you have one of the ones with the clip?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, there. This is my iPod shuffle. And it's crazy because it's so small. But it's cool. Like, you clip it onto your clothing.
Yeah. And
then,
it doesn't
like,
look. So where do you put the, like...
The headphones go there, and you have, like, music control on the headphones.
To move your music onto it and stuff?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I know.
Except I lost the headphones. Like, I found them, but I keep forgetting to put them in my bag. So I'm like, oh, I have my iPod. I'll listen to music. And then I'm like, oh, I guess not.
It's
crazy.
I know, it's just
like
amazing, right?
Yeah, I know.
I love that kind of technology.
Yeah, like how little, like, this is like...
Because I've seen little square ones too.
Yeah,
right?
The little square ones are better. I used to have one of those, but I lost the cord. That's the problem with having like the really small ones is you lose it. Like,
because that's where the stuff you need is on the cord.
Yeah, exactly. And the little square ones are better than this one. But
I go through spells with music. Like, I do really enjoy it, and I love jazz and blues. And I'm trying to think, did we go to see somebody? I can't remember who we went to, but there was somebody recently I thought, oh, I'd like to go to that show. And I just last night I bought the new Eric Clapton CD.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't decided how I feel about it.
So what kind of music do you generally listen to? Like rockish or like everything?
I haven't listened to a lot of really current stuff, I think, but I love blues and I love jazz and I like I mean, I listen to pop music and stuff too, but I'm sort of, I couldn't stand the DJs.
Yeah, I know.
They were so obnoxious, and, yeah. and so I stopped listening to radios that play yeah. music. I listen to CBC in the morning, uh-huh. so I hear a select.
Yeah, definitely.
They don't play a lot of music.
I don't want to listen to the radio, because it makes me so mad when I hear something I don't like and I have to listen to it, like, because it's like, again, like, yeah, like, I guess I'm not that considerate, like, I don't like it, so it's stupid.
Like, there's definitely some of that.
Yeah, but
I know. Yeah. Well, that's what goes back to, like, saying most people aren't worth the oxygen they breathe.
Oh, I know, yeah. I just tend not to think about people, like, that much. Like, it sounds bad, but, like,
no, I think sometimes you're just not really, like, some people, there's sort of the two types of people, right? Introverts and extroverts, in the sense that you get energy from being around people, or like I can really enjoy being around people and have a great time, and people think, oh my god, you're so much fun and party, blah blah blah. Yeah. But if I'm around people for a long time, I find that I need a little downtime.
Oh, I know. Like sometimes, like I don't know, like when I was younger and like my friends would like stay over or something, by the morning I'd be like, hey,
see you later, bye, go home.
Yeah. Like it's, yeah, like it's. I guess that's how you find the people you really like, if you can stand to be around them for like a really long amount of time. Yeah.
But I'm finding that the number of people like that is getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, I don't think that's bad though. Like in like high school, I had like a very very small group of friends that, but we were all so close. And that's kind of nice. Like as opposed to like being one of the people with like 50 people you sort of talk to and
you don't feel like you've got any close connections.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to have people you're just like super close with.
Yeah, I don't have that here, I find.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, too, Altice is such a big part.
Yeah.
It, you know, and we, I don't know. I'm really comfortable around him. Like, I think we're really comfortable together, though.
That's good.
Sort of, like, almost like being by yourself.
That's nice. Like, when you can be relaxed around someone.
But I don't know whether it makes it harder to be around other people because
you just get so comfortable. Yeah.
It's like, you're an idiot. Get out of here, right?
Yeah. Well, it was hard because the people I hung out with in high school, they weren't bad people, but we all just changed a lot.
Yeah.
And when I went away to school, I figured, okay, well, I'll meet new people and it'll work out. And I did. But then when I moved back here, like, to meet new people again, it's hard to meet people in university because you're just so focused.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
It's so funny because I would have thought that would be the best place.
I know,
right?
But you're just so focused and everyone else is so focused and, like, it's just like, yeah, you have your, like, own world, like, in university.
Well, it's funny because I always found that with studio courses that I got to know the people in those courses better than in any of the other ones. Just with the other ones, you're going, you're like you say, you're focused, you're in the class, you don't have a lot of time to talk, then you got your homework, you go home, you do your stuff,
yeah.
in a sort of solitary. Like, I mean, maybe people who work at the library all the time, but because you have to work on campus when you're working on you're working in the studio, right?
Yeah,
so
and, like, you
everybody's commiserating.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like that about studio courses, like, they are a good place to meet people.
Yeah, but I don't find that any other
day. Yeah, no, I find, like, in, like, even when I'm at the library, like, people have their headphones on and people are looking down.
Yeah. You know what I did? I met somebody and I really liked her in Introduction to Jazz.
Oh,
and we've stayed in touch. Yeah, but she got accepted to do her master's at Oxford.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. Oh, and you'll have to go visit her.
Yeah, and her partner, he's a photographer, former journalist, and he also started his own newspaper, and he won a bunch of awards recently. And
somebody,
she said, yeah, they're both type A personnel. It's like overachievers, the two of you, right?
Oh, my goodness.
But, so that was kind of sad that I finally found somebody I felt like I wouldn't mind spending time with, and then she's off in the UK.
Yeah, I had a friend that I was, like, still really close with, like, up to this summer, but she moved out to BC.
Oh, wow.
And, she just changed a lot, too. Like, so it's like hard when you're like really close with people, like just certain people, and then like they're not there anymore. It's like, what do I do now?
Emails aren't quite
Well, it's good I'm really close with my family though, like my sister, like I have so much fun hanging out with her, and like her son is just so funny, it's cool, like I'm...
That's good. Yeah,
it's
nice to be able to
do that. Yeah.
Well, I think you changed. Like I said, you know, it's so weird because when I was 19, I thought, okay, I'm an adult. This is who I'm going to be for the rest of my life, right? You kind of feel like you're there. And then I said, I've been like five people since then, right? Because You change a lot.
I know what you mean, yeah. Like, when I was younger, like, I was, like, I took a lot more, like, risks, and I was a lot more, like, I guess, like, just, like, focused on, like, knowing what I want, and, like, just, like, a lot more stubborn. But, like, I changed, and, like, yeah, like, the music I listened to back then, and, like, the art I did, even, it's just different, and it's just funny, because, like, if that person was you, but you don't really feel connected with them anymore, it's
no,
like, okay,
it's
like, why did I do that, or why did I say that?
Life is an evolution.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it shows up in your artwork, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And it shows up in your writing, too, I
yeah.
think. Like, there are certain elements, you know, because I was talking to my cousin that I haven't talked to for a long time, and I made some comments. She said, oh, still the same old Brenda. And I thought, I guess there are ways that might even be kind of fundamental that you're not even aware of that much, but other people pick them out sometimes. You think, I guess I'm like that, or I've been like that. Or, because so many other things feel really different.
Yeah.
I don't know. She almost said it like that.
Oh, yeah. I hate when people are like that, like back in it. Like.
I know. I said, well, why would you change what's perfect?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, yeah, that was tongue-in-cheek. But I don't know. I guess partly that's because I'm having so many issues with my family that you don't know who's been told what and what.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm finding it harder almost. Like, it's all, you just... I just feel like cutting everybody off.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Family stuff can be weird. Like, my sister last year was with a guy that was just really
is
bad.
The other sister?
Sister. He just made everyone really uncomfortable. And it's just difficult to, like not have that connection anymore and just not, like, because everyone, like, it's things just got awkward, but it's not like that anymore, so it's good. Like,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think anybody can ever know everything that's going on with somebody else or understand what they're seeing in a person.
This person was, not good. He's, like... But she's not with him anymore. It was, it was like my 19th birthday. They broke up.
Oh.
So it was pretty cool. It was a good present. He was just not a good person. Like, he just had a lot of issues that he just took out on her. But she's a lot happier now, so it's good. It's fun. Like,
so did she have her little boy when she was with this guy too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's not really a great dad. Like, also, it's okay. She's a really good mom, and she's looking for Mr. Right. So it was kind of fun to, like, see that, and, like, it's kind of cool to see, like, that she's, like, 25 almost, so she's, like, at a different stage in her life. So it was kind of cool to see that. And, it's not something, like, I wouldn't really want to have, like, a kid, like, because it's, like, oh my god, a kid. But it's cool to see, like, her with
him. She's okay with it.
Yeah.
Because I know, as I said, like, I see people doing these things at such young ages, and I go, oh, I don't think I can handle it now, right?
I know,
How do people do that? They must be born with a different gene.
Oh, I know, Sometimes, like, I'll see other people do things, and I know, like, if I was going to do that, I would be so nervous, but it's just, like...
We all have different abilities.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a while to rescue them, or to realize them.
Maybe
interested, I don't know. Because it's funny, right? Like, and I think so often we take the things that we're good at for granted and assume there's nothing that special about them.
Yeah.
And it isn't until other people sort of point them out.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
And that's neat, I think, with art. Like, in a crit, sometimes people will see things that you don't see.
Yeah.
And it's really useful. Like, you learn something about yourself, or, like, about the way you work, or, like, sometimes you don't really understand it. Like, people I've heard a few times that people think I paint like I'm drawing, and I don't really understand that. Like, but I think it's interesting. Like, I'm
trying to
figure it out.
Like, as if you're using the paintbrush as the drawing tool as opposed to painting.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
are the skills really different?
Yeah, I think so. Like painting's so much more color based, and I can almost see it, but, like, I think it's just interesting when people say stuff like that, because you kind of want to explore and see what they mean.
Did you ask?
It was actually a professor, I forget his name, Patrick? He said that, like, when I was in my portfolio evaluation, he said that, and I was like, what do you mean? But, like, I didn't really want to pry, because I was like, oh, okay, cool, like,
yeah.
I don't really know.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah, I know.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, he's so nice. It's,
I was going to ask, because you said you're taking color. What was it you were saying? Are you taking courses in color?
Last year I did. I took painting approaches to color and composition. Okay. So it was like a color course. And I learned a lot about color in that semester. Like, we just, like, there was one assignment where we had to, like, match the color of everything exactly. Okay. So it's good to have, like, that, like, the ability
to do that. Yeah, because I was wondering what they teach in that.
That one, it was mostly just like we talked, I think, a bit about values and expressing things with color and like what a color would mean. And yeah, the first project in that
so
one,
like anger or
yeah, exactly, or like how like you can do things with colors or like the way you paint and like what your composition does, like what elements do. And like the first assignment in that one was like we had to create a pixelated self-portrait, but the thing with it was we had to match every color like exactly. And we got marked on how exactly we matched it. So that was like a good way to like learn how to mix colors for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I think our like next assignment was like we had to do a still life, but the still life had to express something. So that was, yeah.
So like what?
Mine was just like calm, and like, I did like a coffee cup, and it was just like with like some light like pinkies and like some like a strong blue that sort of like, and it just, I guess, learning how colors work and how like, because it's like almost like a like language that isn't really tangible, so just to learn how to play with that and make it work for you.
So I wonder if it would be interesting to take something and paint it in colors other than what it normally would be painted.
Yeah, I've done that a bit, like, and it's kind of cool. Like, I did that. I was interested in that when I first started out. Yeah, I did like a blue zebra and like stuff like that, and it is cool. Like, it's definitely a neat effect.
So does it? Yeah. So would it evoke different things? I mean, besides just sort of almost a discomfort that you're looking at something familiar, but something
off. Yeah. For me, it's sort of like fantastical. And like, it's kind of interesting, I think, in my work, when you see a space the way you wouldn't normally see it, or see something that isn't necessarily probable, but it just is. So you kind of have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a part of you. I can't excuse it. Like, I have to accept it, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's there, so it is. And, like, that's what, like, the piece I'm working on right now is, like, they couldn't actually meet up, and it doesn't make sense. You couldn't have a working kaleidoscope with this, but it is, like, it's there, so deal with it. Not in, like, a mean way, but just, like, oh. Okay.
You know what's interesting? Again, my document design course has come in handy. he was talking just the other day about how the human eye completes things, right? So if you've got like a border and somebody standing in front of it, even though you know like physically it's not there, you've finished it off.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Like you think it's behind, or like a necklace where they only show this much, and
you can
still
like see the rest of
it.
Yeah.
Pull the rest in.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
In a way, that's what your image with all the gemstones is doing, if they're clear. Like, somebody will complete that in their mind.
Yeah, I think so. And like, I think it's interesting. Oh, I saw on a bottle of vitamin water the other day. It was cool. It's like, like how we complete things. Like, it was words, but the only thing that was real in the words were the first letter and the last letter. But you could still read it, like, exactly. Like, it was a sentence, but the words weren't real words. It was just sort of, like, jumbled up things. Because all you recognize is the first letter and the last letter when you're, like, reading quick. It makes sense.
And they
say
that people will do that. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it's
things are wrong or whatever. Yeah, you fill it in. And if once you've got enough, you can probably fill it in from context too, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's all kinds of ways the brain works.
Yeah, definitely.
We're kind of interested.
Yeah.
Sort of does stuff that you don't, you're not even aware of it doing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Except you don't even think about it. Oh, he came by and said he wants more wine. He's my old Tyson. I have one more glass. I don't even think I've got enough change to tip him though. I have pennies. Oh, I'm so annoyed about the computer. I don't know, it's been so bad. I just checked again and it's saying some kind of SSL error. I don't even know what that is. And then my emails did something weird, like I don't know what was I doing. I was trying to check for yours because, like I said, sometimes I have to click on a different send format. And I can't find it. Sometimes it works without it, sometimes it doesn't. So I don't always think about it, but when I was having so much trouble, I thought, oh, maybe this. So, but it's like it's reshuffled all my messages into some kind of weird order. So it's on my curl, and I clicked on the date thing because I thought, okay, it should go top to bottom or bottom to top, but if they're all interspersed, like 8 or 5, 11, you know, it's like, so, and I can't figure out what it's doing. So even if somebody sent me an email back, I wouldn't necessarily know if it was there because it could be in the middle.
Yeah, my email's acting weird too because it's like, it doesn't, like my storage is really, really small. Like, normally I can have like hundreds of emails and like I just don't delete emails, but now I have like 20 emails and I'm at 86% and like my inbox keeps filling up and I'm not sure why.
Is this your campus one?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very small amounts. Yeah. Do you have things with attachments? Because I was trying to get
rid of those. Yeah, I deleted most of them, yeah. But still, like it's just, I used to have more space and now I don't. And I think it's the same with like my, like on campus, like when I access computers, like I saved one document yesterday and it was like 20 pictures, but it wasn't a huge document. And I got an email today saying you have to go and delete all some of your documents because your like space on the school computers is full, otherwise you won't have access to that account. And look, and so it's, there's something going wrong there. Because I don't have the time to like call them and like figure out what's wrong with it. Like I just have to live with it.
I know. It's like I'll do that later. I'll do it later.
Yeah. Oh, I do that so much. Just like put it in.
I finally had to go to the dentist because I was getting having pain. So I had to go for a big long. We should do a checkup, full checkup. She hadn't done it before. So that was really a pleasure. So it's $210. No benefits. And then I have to go back, and for one filling, it's going to be $290.
That's insane. Yeah. I never go to the dentist. I'm so scared of
the dentist. Who can afford it? Like,
yeah.
You know, when I put it off, I thought, oh, she said, if you wait any longer, you're going to need another canal. And for that one, it's a big tooth. It'll be like $1,600. So do people live on the same earth as the rest of us?
Yeah.
Really? You have no...
Yeah. I'm, like, so scared of the dentist. Like, I have, like, my wisdom teeth, they grew in, and there was enough space for them. But they said you should just get them taken out anyways. I don't know, they were like, because like you tend to get more cavities back there, and I was like, no.
Yeah, ignore that, I think.
Yeah, and I think I do have like a cavity back there, but I don't have time to go to the dentist. Like, I don't have time to get my wisdom teeth taken out. That's like a 2-day thing. Like,
if they're not causing you problems, I don't know why you would. Like, mine came in impacted. I had to get mine all. Really? It was horrible. Like, I went through a lot, right, to get them. I don't see why you do the thing.
Yeah, I think I probably should now because I think like they are kind of like,
if you've got problems.
Yeah, but I don't know when I would possibly have time to do that, like before the end of the year. It's insane. Yeah. Like,
do you have benefits? Like, are you covered under anybody's benefit plan? Does that cost a lot of money?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, my parents normally just take care of that stuff.
Oh, do they? That's
good. Until I'm done university, and I said they'll deal with that stuff for me. So, yeah.
Yeah, they seemed really nice.
Yeah, they are nice. It's
nice to meet them.
Yeah.
What was their name? What were their names again?
Karen and Tony.
Karen and Tony, okay. Because I couldn't put a light there. I was thinking your dad's name was Tom, so it's close. Yeah. I'm really bad. Like,
I'm so bad at names. It's ridiculous.
I meet people, like, we're talking to this guy in a building who's got this dog, and, you know, I can tell you the dog's name is Enzo. And he introduced, I think his name is Jesse, because he introduced us, and I went to say his name, and it was gone. Just like that.
I know, like, I think sometimes my brain is on filter. Whenever someone tells me their name, it's just gone right away. I'm just like, okay, whatever. Like,
I used to be so good.
I'm not anymore. Even if sometimes I'll like have people in my classes and I'll talk to them like every week or every day, but I have no idea what their name is.
Then, like, what's my name?
Brenda. Yeah. But yeah, because like emails and stuff. Yeah. But I had this friend last year, and we like had classes together like a lot. And I was like, I don't know her name, crap. And like we talked, like we had like two classes together, so we talked like twice a week. And then one time I was like, oh my god, how am I gonna figure out her name? How am I gonna figure out her name? And he came and be like, hey, what's your name?
Yeah.
And then we had to go on a field trip downtown, so she's like, okay, I'll text you.
Oh,
and she was
yeah.
like, hey, it's Morgan. And like,
yes,
I know your name.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have that issue.
Yeah.
I find sometimes like if I write it down, things will stay in my mind better if I write them.
Yeah.
So I should probably not even use the computer because then I remember a lot more.
Yeah.
Right? But I know Tyson is bad too, and we were at a place one time over at the grocery store, and you know, he's talking to these people, we're standing for like 5 minutes, and they're introducing me. I said, why didn't you introduce me? I can't remember their name.
Yeah, I'm so bad.
He's really bad, yeah.
I had the worst time when I was working at Shoppers because people recognize you so much, oh, you don't know who they are, and it just irritated me so much because like I'd be like at the store and they'd be like, oh, hi, how are you? And I'd be like,
who are you?
Yeah.
Like, but I think people expect, they don't expect you to remember them in those situations.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes they did though. Like one time this person came in and it was so funny because she was like, oh, they know me here. Like, hi, Jules. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, they know me here. Blah, blah. And I had never seen this person before. Like, in my life, as far as I knew, I'm like, what are you doing? After that, I recognized them. But yeah, and it was funny. Like, one, this other time I was in the grocery store and I was just like buying like a salad or something and I was like in a rush. And this woman came up to me. She's like, oh, hi, blah, 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 blah. And she like put her arm around me and she's like, oh, I want you to meet this person, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
she's like,
my.
What are you doing? And like that's the last thing I want to be associated with, like working there, because I hated working there so much. And like one time I was at Costco and someone's like, oh, you work at Shoppers, and I'm like,
yeah.
But like it's not like they're being like
no.
mean, but it's just like, I don't know who you are, you're making me uncomfortable. Like,
go away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, we went to Bearcats for dinner last night, and yeah, because I said to Tyson, I'm going to take you for dinner because he held me so much. He was up until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's nice.
I said, you should go to bed. He said, are you done? I said, no. Thursday. But, oh yeah, this woman came in. We saw each other and went, oh, hi. And I said, what class do we have together? She said, no, I live in your building.
It's okay. Oh, yeah.
But I like, sometimes I'll recognize him, but I don't remember where I recognize
him. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I find sometimes, like, yeah, I'll have that too, and I'm like, who is this person? And it's weird, like, there was this one guy in one of my classes, and I was like, I know where he's from, but I don't know, like, how I know him. But then, like, he was at my school last year, he was at York last year, and I guess he transferred here too.
Oh, isn't that funny?
That's weird.
That would give you a whole other element of, where do I know this person
from? Yeah, I'm just like, and then I
because it's not even the right place. It's
yeah.
not the right city.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Yeah, it's weird. I know, I think I could almost go and live on a mountaintop. Like, it's weird because I shouldn't give people the impression that I'm really horrible with people because I, you know, I do care about other people and stuff, but I just find that most people are just, they're not considerate at all. That really pisses me off, right? Like, the parking, to me, there's no excuse, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just an inconsiderate way to be.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm parked and it doesn't matter about anybody else,
yeah.
but yeah, now somebody else has to drive all around a busy parking lot to try to find a spot, and I'm running late for class, and you park like an ass. I know, it's really hard to resist the temptation to dent their door or something.
Yeah.
Tell your aunt that. Come on the web page.
Oh. No, I haven't seen her done it. It was my mom who told me that once.
I just don't, you know, buy a car that, I know it's heartbreaking. Like, something happens to your car, even if it's a clunker, right? Like, it's your car.
Yeah, I think she just sort of liked that, though. Like,
yeah, I don't know. It's just like, if you can't afford to drive it, then don't drive it. Leave it in your garage, polish it up, look at it, right?
I'm like, people think I'm shy because like I don't kind of talk a lot, but I'm not. Like, I just like, I'm really like
particular about who you talk
to. Yeah, exactly. Like, and I don't like, it's not like in class I don't say things because what I like, if I think something's really important, I would say it, but I just don't like really care that much. And like, yeah, people tend to think like, oh, you're so shy, but it's not like, I don't really say something unless I like have something to say. So it's like,
you're discriminating.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I'm just funny. Like, people will say, like, my friend like used to say, like, your cats is weird because they're a lot like you. Like, like they're like that too. Like, when someone comes over, sometimes they'll just like look at them. Or like, I tend to like sometimes give people like kind of strange looks. And like this morning, I was getting ready, and Teddy was just looking at me like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing that? Or like the other day, I was gonna have a bath, and he was like,
what are you doing? Why? That's water. What are you doing? Yeah. You're like silly. Or like my one friend was like,
your
it's kind of
get wet.
Yeah. And or like even like sometimes the way like sushi like just like moves, my friend was like, that's so weird. Like she has like your mannerism, and it's funny like how that's not like
because cats are close to you.
Yeah, and like if you're around someone enough, you just like pick up on their stuff, or like I guess they like, copy you, or like I
so
guess
are you copying copy them or are they copying?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like it's kind of funny. It's like I'll notice that sometimes though. Like Teddy will do something, I'll be like, I would do that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know.
Funny.
Well, I felt really good because Sushi came over and sat near me. It was
definitely. Yeah.
I must be all right.
Yeah, Sushi's good. She's more social, but she can be really, like, snotty sometimes, like, in a funny way. But Teddy's more, like, I don't know, he's more like me sometimes in that he'll just, like, take a step back and just kind of, like, look at people and see what happens before he, like, comes
I'm going to wait before it.
Yeah.
See, I should be more like that. I'm all in, right? And then it's like, oh, I shouldn't be here. And then you can't get out, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm like that in my art. Like, I'll do stuff and not really think about how it's going to work out. And I guess that's where I'm adventurous. But, like, in the rest of stuff, I just, like, tend to think about stuff more.
Well,
like,
isn't that interesting that you'd be adventurous in your art and not in life, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I used to be more adventurous in my life, but it's more now, like, I just, like, think about stuff and think about it just, like, logically and maybe sometimes, like, ridiculously logically, like, okay, well, then what would happen if I did this and this, like, then, I don't know, but, like, in my art, it's just, like, I can take risks and it doesn't really matter.
Really?
Well,
do you feel like, because art almost seems like an intimate expression, right? It's like this friend of mine, she plays piano, classical piano, right? And they, you know, people, all musicians seem to really hate the vocalists. They all think they're divas, right? And I said to her, to me it seems, I realize that you're playing the instrument and stuff, but it doesn't, it seems less personal than the voice, right? Like the voice is, it's intimately connected to you sort of thing, so I don't know, it gives you a bit of distance. Like, to me, that seems like a much more vulnerable act to sing than to play an instrument.
Yeah.
And I would have thought the same almost with art, right? Like, that's the most vulnerable expression of your inner self that you can give in a way, and yet you're so adventurous. Like, how brave of you.
Yeah, I don't, like, I just kind of think of it, like, I don't really, like, I do stuff that's personal to me, but I don't think it's obvious it's personal to me. And I think if someone doesn't like it, I don't really care, like, as much. Like, it's not really, it's not about other people, it's about me.
So it doesn't, but it wouldn't hurt your feelings if somebody said, oh, that doesn't do anything for me, or
not really. Like, it might irritate me, but, like, I don't know, like, in my, like, one of my last crits, someone was talking, and they said, like, oh, this says that to me. And my teacher was like, well, that's not what you're going for, does that bother you? But I just said, like, no, not really. Like, I don't really care. Like, it's, like, I feel like when I'm done with an artwork, it's out there, and, like, I can still have, like, a, like, relationship with it. Like, in not, well, like, in, like, that way, but, like, in, like, that, I'm not gonna change it, but I still, I know what it's about, but other people don't have to, because it doesn't, it's out there, and it doesn't really matter to me. And, yeah, I don't really care what other people think of my art. Like, obviously, if someone, like, is offended by it, or, like, says something about it, it's not gonna make me feel awesome, but it's not really about other people as much as it's about, like, me and, I don't know, doing whatever.
Well, I think, because I think a lot of how people react to stuff is about what's going on in their lives, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because even with art and with books, even, like, I find, you know, you'll reread something and it's like, oh, I hadn't thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be related to something I've experienced,
mm-hmm.
right? So all
that
stuff affects.
Yeah.
So it is good, I think, to be able to detach and sort of say, well, that wasn't what I intended, and if it means that to that person, well, that's fine, that's their connection to the artwork.
Well, yeah, because, like, you can't, like, if you were a professional artist, you couldn't go out there and, like, defend all your pieces. Like, if I did end up going to architectural school, if I built a building, like, I couldn't go and, like, tell every single person, this is what the building means, like, this is what, so, like, I think it has to be, like, general enough. Like, my art, I want it to be general. Oh, hello? Hey, where are you? Yeah?
Okay, art building, right? 10 minutes? Cool. Okay, bye.
Yeah, but sorry, I lost my train of thought.
About going to architecture school, like if you're building things, you can't defend everything.
Like, yeah, you can't defend it, and that's why I think sometimes my work, I like it to be personal to me, but aesthetically, like, general. Okay. Like, so that's, I think sometimes, like, I'll just paint, like, one thing as opposed to a scene or, like, a couple things, because I think it's interesting when people have, like, associations that are their own.
And do you really think there's a way to be generally aesthetic? Because is there something that, I mean, that would, I can't imagine anything that would be accepted by everybody. Like, some people don't even like the Impressionists.
Yeah.
I understand they were revolutionary in their time, but nowadays, it's kind of like,
I think, like, I don't know, I guess I don't really think about other people as much as I think about myself, and not in a bad way, like, I'm considerate of other people, but if it's aesthetic to me, then...
You do your art to please yourself.
Yeah, definitely, before I please other people, because if I don't like it, then I don't know, like, it doesn't really matter to me if I don't like it. Like, if I don't like it, then...
Why are you doing it?
Yeah, exactly, like, it's about me more than other people, like...
Well, sort of like when he was talking, I think he had that conversation with Sari when she was saying this guy, basically he did it art because that's what he could do and he could make money at it, right? And it was almost as if he had no emotional connection to it, and he was saying, well, why would you do it if you can't, if you don't feel anything about it? So maybe that, in most cases for art, to ever be good, it has to start from that connection.
Yeah, I guess, like, a connection with the artist. Yeah, like, when I first started, like, doing art, I was just painting things, and I think that wasn't as good, because it wasn't, like, there wasn't anything in it. Like, there wasn't any theory, and I hate theory, but it's necessary, I guess, like, for my work.
Are you coming around to that?
Not art criticism type theory, but normally now there's an idea behind it, and I don't... Like, I wish I could just paint something and, like, photorealism. Like, I think that'd be so cool to do.
Yeah.
But, like, I found I don't have enough skill that it's not always, like, aesthetically convincing. Like, as this is that. So, there has to be something else there. Like, that's why it was kind of funny when I took my abstract drawing course. It helped me so much because since I can't draw that well, I can just do abstract, and people don't notice I can't draw that well, so it works out.
You still have something to say. I mean, I think it opens up things, like, rather than people who are just strictly skilled, it opens it up more to people who feel they've got something to say and want to say it in this way, but don't necessarily.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's, like, ideally, in an ideal world, you learn to draw before you learn to do abstract. But I don't really have time for that, so if I go abstract, I'll get good marks, because they'll assume I can draw, because I'm an art school.
Well, and I think that's where the theory thing comes in, too, is that, you know, you've got professors saying, okay, you know, these are the parameters of the project, so you're forced to think conceptually a bit, even if you don't want to, and that's why I wondered what your work was like when it's outside of school, like, if you don't have that, you know, what kinds of things you choose to do, is it something that's strictly beautiful, or is it...
The piece I'm thinking of doing right now is at the Jaguar one.
Yeah, and that has connections, though. So even though it's not theory in the way it would be here, there's a background story still, right?
Yeah, I think that's now, like, I want to do things. I guess it's kind of a fusion of things. Like, I don't generally now look at, like, a bottle and try to paint it like a bottle. Like, I would paint it, like, maybe incorporating something else. So I guess, there is more theory now in my work. Like, at the beginning, I would have just wanted to be able to paint really well. But, like, I am getting a bit of theory, like, subconsciously, I guess, there.
Works its way.
Yeah, definitely. And
so, like, what do you think the theory would be with your Jaguar? Because, I mean, I realize it comes out of that place of your grandmother and memories and sort of that sense of familiarity with your patch and things like that. But is there another element, do you think? Or?
I don't really know what it would be for other people. I guess that's... I think for other people, it would just be the size that would be a thing. But for me, it's about... when I see it, like, walking, and I kind of see it the way I see Ted walking, and, like, the, just, like, sort of, like, the muscles moving, and, like, what that is, and, like, but also
I feel like I can visualize it already.
Yeah, what also inspired me for this was there was a Alexander McQueen did a collaboration with Puma, and it was like a man and like muscles.
Yeah.
But like a man's muscles on like I think it was like a panther.
Oh, okay.
So like you see that like muscles and you could see how it would move. It's sort of like that energy. And I think that's what's like interesting me about it. It's just like the act of like walking, like the muscles and like the way they move and the way it works and like the not really the thing as a creature, but as like a
it's almost the, like you're peeling back the overlay and seeing the mechanics behind
it. Yeah, like the mechanics. It's sort of like it like as I guess it's sort of like disinterested, like I'm not interested in it in its habitat and what it does, but like in combining it with my thoughts like of like the sculpture like my grandma had and like that, like my cat when I take him for walks, and it's just I'm excited to do that piece and
so when do you think you'll start after classes are done?
It really depends how my summer goes. Like I'm nervous I'll get myself into a full-time job, and like then I don't know. Hopefully I can get a job where I work a few days a week and then just live at my cottage and just kind of have like the more easy lifestyle.
Could you work up near your cottage? Somebody I knew was working at one of the, like they were living in Grand Bend and working at one of the, or I think it was a growling gator or whatever it is on the beach there.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I think I'll, we have, it's kind of cool, it's an A-frame cottage, so there's a lot of levels, and the top level is like a, just like a one-room level with like a whole like balcony around it, and like a lot of light. So I'll likely work in that room, and we rented it sometimes, so like it'll be an eruption. But yeah, I'll work there, and it'll be nice. Like,
So how, like, just I've never worked on I've worked on a canvas this big for my first year project, but like if you're talking about something that's a life size, how do you, like, is it all stretched over a like a frame, or how would you do that? Like, because that's a big piece. How do you support it with it?
I just buy, like, how do I
a board?
I just buy a canvas, like a pre-made canvas. Okay. Like, I know how to make canvases. We learned that last year, but I don't really see that as necessary. Like, I don't like working with the tools, and I don't know, I don't really like
getting
my hands.
So it would all come stretched on the frame already?
Yeah, so yeah, I'll just have it. I guess it's probably better that I make my own canvas, but I don't like doing it, so I won't do that. Okay, so I have a few minutes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, go anytime you're ready.
No,
I mean, it's
okay.
Just nice to be able to get together.
Yeah, definitely. To want to get together
journey.
Again, like, next week I'm probably super busy with the essays and the paintings. Maybe the week after that, is that okay? And, like, if you have any questions, send me emails for sure.
When is it supposed to be? Because somebody said, oh, well, if you want comments back, you have to hand it in on March 14th. And it was like,
oh.
What?
Whoa, yeah.
I don't think I'll be doing that.
No, I don't think I'll do that either. I think I'll wait and do the second deadline, which is the beginning of April. I'll probably wait for that.
Yeah.
Is that what you're planning on doing too? But if you want to get it done quicker, I don't mind. Like
I don't think it'll happen. Yeah. I've got something on the 17th, and then it's just crazy. I forget what I've got.
Yeah, like if you feel like you need more information from me, or anything, definitely like I'm open to like.
Well, I should try emailing and stuff too. You know, I'm just worried that I'm not asking the right questions.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, I have $5 left. So, could I get a 20 B's glass of wine?
Yeah, that's great.
And I'll give you more chips.
It's
here tomorrow.
It's okay, I'll get it for you.
Thanks.
It's the red, right?
It's a red, yeah, thanks.
I probably wouldn't be able to get together next week. But if you have any questions, for sure.
I just don't know if I'm going about it the right way. I'm thinking about asking the right things.
I think when you get the essay, like when we start writing it, it'll be easier.
So do you think we'll need to do more meetings when we're writing?
Probably, when we're writing it. And even like emailing back and forth, like I have this question, I have that question. Like last week, I'm sorry I didn't check my email more. I ended up getting stuck in Toronto for a day, so it was just kind of.
I knew you were trying to get out of town.
Yeah, I did. I went down to Toronto and like I just ended up. The snow was really bad, so I couldn't get back, and I just threw everything off. And I was so busy after that. But normally I'll check my email every day and get back to you like as quick as I can.
And I'm really bad about email. I didn't.
Yeah, but
you,
I don't mind. Like I don't mind if it takes you a while to get back to me. Like I totally.
Because you can always call. call me.
Yeah,
you
that's
are. Thank you very
much. You're welcome. Did I get anything for you?
Thank you.
She's leaving soon anyway. You can have some of my wine if you want.
Oh, that's okay. I should probably run it. Stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, so don't never worry about calling. And
okay, yeah.
Have you even started doing the journaling yet?
No.
No, me either.
I kind of did, but it's not really anything.
I started, I wrote one line, and it was more about the weather and the day itself.
Oh, yeah. So well, that's good, like, you're detailed. I'm more like, yeah, I just, it's kind of hard, like, to know what to write sometimes.
Yeah, it is. And then I think, like, we have these great conversations, and I go, ooh, did I ask for anything worthwhile?
You know? Yeah. I think we'll start to see how each other works. And I don't know if it's useful, like, if I'm working on something, if you want to come and, like, hang out. Like, I don't know if that'd be useful to you, or, like whatever. Like,
well,
I'm, like,
really...
Well,
that's where I thought I should ask questions about stuff that's not definitely related to school, because
yeah.
I thought, and that's more maybe indicative of what you what's important to you, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm like, I don't care, like, if I'm working, like, I'm pretty, like, open, like, if I'm working on a painting or something and, like, someone's there, it doesn't really bother me. So, like, if you feel like you need that or, like, anything else, just let me know. Like,
I don't know, I can't even imagine, I'm kind of freaking, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, like, if you have any questions or anything about what I do, or if I have any questions about you, I'll just
sure,
know you.
Absolutely.
And yeah, just, yeah.
But because I feel like I need to work in that stuff he's talking about, and I don't know if I'm getting that,
yeah.
right? Like, I, you know, I certainly can work in the aesthetics, like, from, like, a lot of con, you know?
Yeah.
With you,
yeah.
Even though you don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm probably going to, like, focus on, like, this semester and, like, landmarks.
Okay.
So, like, if you can think of, like, any, like, either, like, why, like, you got, like, interested in art, or, like, any, like, artists that not even, like, influence you as much as you just think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like,
try to
give
some more thought to that.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Like, I appreciate that. And, yeah, so maybe the week after next, definitely in the meantime, email me. And, like, if, yeah.
Yeah, because then I'm all
yeah.
caught up right now in the craft. Like,
yeah.
I really, that has pulled something out of me. I don't know. So, you
yeah.
know, this whole pottery thing is.
Yeah, or not. Like, just, like, if you need to, like, have any questions or anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right,
cool.
That's great. Well, it's always nice to get together.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, maybe, like, a coffee or, like, if, like you said, like, we can get together at your place.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
it is a bit short. I'll have one.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah.
Do you like red?
Yeah, I'm thinking by the end of the year, I'll probably, like, most of that time, I'll need a big drink, so.
Yes.
The workout. Oh, it was so embarrassing. I was in here last week, and it was, like, 12 o'clock in the morning, and it was the, like, day before, it was the day reading week started.
Oh, yeah.
And my foot had just fallen asleep, but I swear, it looked like I was drunk, because I got up, and I couldn't even walk, like, it was literally like 12 o'clock, like noon. So, and I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, and it was kind of funny. Like, one of my profs was in here, and I was like,
oh, no.
Please don't be looking at me. I looked like drunk out of my skull, but.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
it was good to see you.
Yeah.